शुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजगाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सदश्री श्रीमान अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत गोस्वामी महर्षि प्रभुपाद की जय। नितिलीला प्रविष्ट विशुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजगाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सदश्री श्रीमान भक्त सिद्धांत सरस्वती महर्षि प्रभुपाद की आनंदगोड़ी वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम सहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोविनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की वृंदावन धाम की मायापुर धाम की मधुरपुरी धाम की जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की द्वारकापुरी धाम की गंगा माई की यमुना माई की तुलसी देवी की भक्ति देवी की सामवेद भक्त वृंद की गौर प्रेमानंदी ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरांग ऑल ग्लोरीज श्री श्रील प्रभुपाद नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतलेशमिति भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वतीं गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशधारिणी। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय संसार सागरे मग्नम दीनम मां करुणानिधे कर्मग्राह गृहीतांगम मामुद्धर भवार्णवाद श्रीमद्भागवदाख्योऽयं प्रत्यक्ष कृष्णमेव हि स्वीकृतोऽसि मया नाथ मुक्त्यर्थं भवसागरे मनोरथे मदीयोऽयं सफला सर्वदा त्वया निर्विघ्नेनैव कर्तव्यं दासोऽहं तव केशव भवे भवे यदा भक्ति पादयोर्सव जायते तथा कुरुष्व देवेश नाथस्त्वं नो यद प्रभो संकीर्तनं यस्य सर्वपाप प्रणाशनम प्रणामो दुःखशमनम तं नमामि हरिं परम जन्माद्यस्य यतोऽन्वयादिदरदश्चार्थेष्वभिज्ञस्वराण् तेने ब्रह्महृदाय आदिगवये मुह्यन्ति यत्सूरया तेजो वारिमृतं यथा विनिमयो यत्र त्रिसर्गो मृषा धाम्ना स्वेन सदा निरस्तगुहकं सत्यं परं धीमहि धर्म प्रोज्जितकैदवोऽत्र परमो निर्मत्सराणं सदा वेद्यं वास्तवमत्र वस्तु शिवदं तापत्रयोन्मूलनम् श्रीमद्भागवते महामुनिकृते किं वा वरैरीश्वर सद्यो हृद्यवरुध्यतेऽत्र कृतिभि शुश्रूषुभि तल्क्षणाल् निगमकल्पतरोर्गलितं फलं शुकमुखादमृगद्रवसंयुतम् पिबद भागवतम् रसमालयम् मुहुरहो रसिका भुवि भावुकाः सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रय विनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयम् नुमः यम् प्रव्रजन्तम् अनुवेदमभेदकृत्यम् वैवायनो विरहकातरमजुहावा पुत्रेति तन्मयदयत्तरवोऽभिनेतु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिम् आनतोऽस्मि यस्वानुभावमखिलश्रुतिसारमेकम् अध्यात्मदीपमदितिदीर्षतां तमोन्धं संसारिणां करुणयाः पुराणगुह्यं तं व्याससूनुमुपयामि गुरुं मुनीनां नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये कमनीयकिशोरमुग्धमूर्ते कलवेणुकुणिदादृतानेन्दोः मम वाचि विजृम्भदा मुरारेर्मधुरीं न कणिकापि कापि कापि नमोऽं विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रसाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिन्निति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशधारिणी श्रीमन् गुरु चरणारविन्दाभ्यां नमः वंदे नन्दव्रजस्त्रीणां पादरेणुमभीष्णशा यासां हरिगदोद्गीतं पुनादिभुवनत्रयं गोपी चरणारविन्द परमाणवे नमः पीताम्बरं करविराजितचक्रशङ्खं कौमोदकी सरसिजं करुणा समुद्रं राधा सहायमति सुंदर मंदहासं वातालये शमनिशं हृदि भावयामि कोमलं कूजयन् वेणुं श्यामलोयं कुमारका वेदवेद्यपरं ब्रह्म वासदां पुरतो मम मूगं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयति गिरिं यल्कृपादमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम् श्रीकृष्णाय नमः श्रीमति राधिकायै नमः सर्वत्र गोविन्दनाम सङ्कीर्तनम् गोविन्द गोविन्द ॐ पार्थाय प्रतिबोधिताम् भगवताम् नारायणेन स्वयं व्यासेन ग्रथिताम् पुराणमुनिनाम् मध्ये महाभारतम् अद्वैतामृतवर्षिणी भगवतीम् अष्टादशाध्यायिनीम् अम्ब त्वामनुसन्धनामि भगवद्गीते भवद्वेषिणि नमोऽस्तु ते व्यासविशालबुद्धे हुल्लारविन्दायदपत्रनेत्रां येन त्वया भारततैलपूर्णप्रज्वालितो ज्ञानमयप्रदीपाम् प्रपन्नपारिजाताय स्तोत्रवेत्रैकपाणये ज्ञानमुद्राय कृष्णाय गीतामृतदुहे नमः सर्व उपनिषदो गावो दुग्धा गोपालनन्दन पार्थो वत्स सुधीर्भोक्ता दुग्धं गीतामृतं महत् वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं भीष्मद्रोणदण्डाजयद्रथजला गान्धारनीलोल्पला शल्यग्राहवती कृपेण वहनी कर्णेन वेलाकुला अश्वत्थामा विकर्णघोरमकरा दुर्योधनावर्तिनि सोतीर्ण खलु पाण्डवैरणनदी कैवर्तकेशव पाराशर्यवजसरोजममलं गीतार्थगन्धोत्कटं नानाख्यानकेसरं हरिकथा सम्बोधनाभोतिदं लोकैः सज्जनषल्पदैर्हरहपेवीयमानं मुदा भूयाद्भारतमङ्गजकलिमलप्रध्वं सिनश्रेयसे मुगं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयति गिरिं यल्कृपादमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम् यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुदस्त्वन्वन्दि दिव्यैस्तवैर्वेदैर्सङ्गपदैर्क्रमौपनिषदैर्गायन्ति यं सामगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनो यस्यान्तं न विदुःसुरासुरगणैः देवाय तस्मै नमः
So, like we discussed yesterday, that these first two chapters in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Uddhava's meeting with Vidura in Vrindavanam, and during that meeting, Uddhava relishing the pastimes of Krishna, from a number of pastimes were spoken, and Uddhava asked Vidura, "Do you have any doubt about Krishna, who Krishna is? Is it possible for an ordinary person to do things what Krishna has done?" And one after the other, Uddhava has pointed out many, many things to Vidura to make him understand that Krishna is the absolute truth. In that process, finally, it was spoken that in the Rasa dance also, Krishna says there, that in the Rasa dance, that even the gopis and the pastimes of Krishna at that time, while talking about that, Uddhava was very much in a state where he couldn't even speak a word. He speak one word. So he is staying like that. It is in that state where we have finished that the second chapter. So after that, in the third chapter, basically, Shridhar Swami says there, तृतीयं मधुरामेत्य व्रजान् कंसवधादिकं यल्कृतं द्वारकायां च कृष्णेन तदवर्णयल् देन् After arriving in Mathura, apart from killing Kamsa and others, and several other divine pastimes which happened in Mathura, and later on what all happened in Dwaraka, all these things is discussed in this third chapter, which is the next chapter. Shri Uddhava Vacham Tadasamagatyapuram Subitro Cheshaya Shambhaladeva Samyuda Nibhatya Tungadribuyutanatham Hatam Vyakarshadvasumoja Sarvyam Sandeepanasrangal Proktam Brahma Aditya Savistaram Tasmai Pradadvaram Putram Ratham Vanjajane Hodaral Samahuda Bhishmaka Kanyayaye Shriyasavarnena Bhubhusha Yesham Gandharvavrityam Shadam Subhagam Jakrepadam Murdhanitadal Suparna Kukud Mado Vidhana Sodamitva Swayamari Nagnajidi Muvaha Tad Bhagnamanana Vikrithyadotyan Jagneshada Shastra Vadashva Shastrayi Priyam Praburgramamiva Priyaya Vidil Siddharchadidiram Yadharte Vajyadravartam Sagano Rushantam Kridamrago Nuhinamayam Madhunam Sudam Radekam Mushagrasandam Drisha Drishtuasanapun Madhidam Daritriya Amandradastanaya Shesham Dattva Tadanda Paramavivesha Tatra Kadastana Naradeva Kanya Kujena Drishtua Hari Martha Bandam Uthaya Sadhyo Jagrahu Praharsha Vrida Nuraga Prahidavalogai Asa Muhurtaegasmin Nanagareshi Yoshidam Savidam Jagrahepanin Anirubasumayaya Tasubhatyanyajaya Almadulyani Sarvada Ekaikasyam Dashadasha Prakrite Bibhushaya Kalamagada Salvadiyani Gairundhadapuram Ajikanal Swayam Divyam Sapumsam Tejamadishal Shambaram Vidambanam Puram Bellulam Evaja Anyamsha Dandavaktradina Vadilkam Shagathayal Atade Brajaputranam Bakshayo Padina Patitanruban Chajale Bhukurukshetram Yesham Apatadam Belehi Sakarna Dushasana Saubalanam Kumandravagena Hatashriya Yusham Suyothanam Sanjaram Shayanam Bagnurumurviam Nandavashin Kiyan Bhuvayam Shabidoru Bharoya Drona Bhishmarjuna Bhima Mule Ashtada Shachohinigo Madam Shair Astevalam Durvisham Yadunam Mitho Yadesham Bavida Vivado Madhva 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 Amra Vilojananam Esham Adhubai Miyadanan Iyanadunyo Mayudyude Andar Dhadade Swayamsma Evam Sanchindi Bhagavan Swarajyastha Apya Dharma Jamandayama Sathurda Sadhu Namar Padarshayan Uttarayam Duda Puror Vamsha Sadhu Abhimanyinam Savay Drauni Astra Samchinna Punar Bhagavada Drada Ayajay Dharma Sudam Ashwamedhe Sribir Vibhu So Bhishmamani Jai Rakshanareme Krishna Manu Vrada Bhagavan Abhivishwalpa Loka Veda Badhanuga Kaman Sushaya Dwarvatyam Asakta Sankhya Masida Snigdha Smidhava Logena Vaja Piyusha Kalpaya Charitre Navadhyena Shrini Gedana Jalpana Imam Logamamum Jayuramayan Sudaram Yadun Reme Chandayada Tachana Strechana Sauhrdata Sevam Ramamanasya Samvalsraganan Bahun Graha Medesh Yogeshu Viraga Samajayada Devadini Shukameshu Devadini Swayam Puman Ko Visram Bheda Yogena Yogeshramani Vrata Kuriyam Kadajal Kridadbi Yadu Bhojakumarage Kovidamaniya Shevar Bhagavan Matako Vidaham Tadakalbairma Sevrishni Bhojandhaga Adaya Yayuprabhasam Samkrishtare Thayir Deva Vimohidaham Tatrasnu Atva Apidran Devan Shim Chayuda Dambasa Tarpaitva Viprebhyogavo Bahuguna Dadu Hiranyam Rajadam Shayam Vasam Sejanagam Balan Yanam Rathanipan Kanyam Dharam Rutigrimavi Anam Chodurasam Debyo Dattva Bhagavadarpanam Govi Prartha Sava Ashura Prane Prane Murbhimur Dhabi Shrimad Bhagavade Mahabrane Paramahamsyam Samhidayam Tadiyaskande Vidurodho Samvade Tridiyodhyayaha Sarvatra Govinda Nama Sangirtanam Govinda Govinda Chaturte Bandhundhanam Shuttualpanyana Siddhay Uddhavasyopadeshaya Kshatra Maitreya Magamal Sri Jayali Swamiji says there in the next chapter, in the fourth chapter, Vidura heard about the departure of all his relations, the Pandavas, the Kauravas, and the and also he heard about the departure of the Yadus. And after hearing all that, Vidura was in a very depressed state. After this pilgrimage, he was in a very depressed state. And it was then that Shri Swami says there, Uddhavasya Upadeshena Chata Maitreya Magamal. Uddhava instructed him to go and see Maitreya Maharshi. So for the sake of self-realization, for the knowledge, Vidura is going to Haridwar to see Maitreya Maharshi. That is the fourth chapter. Shri Uddhava Vaja Atade Tadrujnanam Uktuva Pitvaja Varunim Taya Vibram Shidajnanam Durukter Marma Vasprasho
തൈഷാം വൈരേ ദോഷണ വിഷമീകൃത ചേതസാം നിമ്ലോചതിരവാസി ധേനൂനാമ്യോ മർദ്ദനം ഭഗവാൻ സ്വാൽപമായം ഗതിതാം അവലോക്യ സാ സരസ്വതീം ഉപസ്പൃശ്യ വൃക്ഷമൂലമുപാവിശൽ അഹം ചോക്തോ ഭഗവത പ്രപന്നാർത്തി ഹരേന ബദരീം ത്വം പ്രയാഹീതി സുകുലം സംജിഹീർഷുണ അഥാപി തദഭിപ്രേതം ജാനന്ന ഹരി ജാനന്ന ഹരിന്ദമ പൃഷ്ടതോ അന്വഗമം ഭർത്തു പാദവിശ്ലേഷണാക്ഷമ അദ്രാക്ഷമേകമാസീനം വിചുനണ്ടൈതം പതിം ശ്രീനികേതം സരസ്വത്യം കൃതഗേതമഗേതനം ശ്യാമാവതാദം വിരജം പ്രശാന്താരുണലോചനം ദോർഭിശ്ചതുർഭിർവിദിതം പീതകൗശാംബരേണ ചാം വാമ ഊരാവതി ശ്രുത്യാദിഷണാംഗി സരോരുഹം അവാശുദർഭകോശ്വത്വം അദൃശം തക്തവിഫലം തസ്മിൻ മഹാഭാഗവോ ദ്വൈപായന സുഹൃൽ സക ലോകാനുജരൻ സിദ്ധമാസ സാദേദർശയ തസ്യാനുരക്തസമുനീർ മുകുന്ദ പ്രമോദഭാവാനദഗന്ധരസ്യ ആശ്രണുദോ മാമനുരാഗഹസം സമീക്ഷയാ വിഷമയന്നുവാച ശ്രീഭഗവാനുവാച വേദാന്തമന്ദർമനസീപ്സിതം ദേ ദദാമി യത്തദ്വരവാപമന്യേ സത്രൈപുരാ വിശ്വസൃജാം വസൂനാം വത്സിദ്ധികാമേന വസോത്വയേഷ്ട സ ഏഷ സാധോ ചരമോ ഭവാനാം ആസാദിതസ്തേമനുഗ്രഹോ യൽ എന്മാർലോകാന്തഹം ഉത്സൃജന്തം ദൃഷ്ട്വാ ദൃശ്വാൻ വിശദാനുവൃത്യാ പുരാമയാ പ്രോക്തമജായനാഭ്യേ പൽപേ നിഷ്ണായ മമാദിസർഗേ ജ്ഞാനം ബ്രഹ്മൻ മഹിമാഭാസം യൽ സൂര്യയോ ഭാഗവതം വദന്തി ഇത്യാദൃവോക്തപരമസ്യ മുംസാ പ്രദക്ഷിണാനുഗ്രഹവാചനോഹം സ്നേഹാർത്ഥരോമോസ്ഖലിതാക്ഷരസ്തം മുഞ്ചൻശുജപ്രാഞ്ജലിരാപഭാഷേ കോ ന്യൂഷതേ പാദസരോജവാചാം സുദുർലഭോർത്തേഷു ചതുർഷവീഹ തഥാവിനാഹം പ്രവർണോമി ഭൂമൻ ഭവൽപദാംബോജനശേവണോത്സുക കർമാണ്യനീഹസി ബഹോ ഭവസ്യതേ നൃഗാശ്രയോ ധാരിഭയാൽപലായനം കാലാൽപനോയൽ പ്രമുദായുധാശ്രയം സ്വാൽപ്പന്റേഖിദീർവിതാമിഹ മന്ദേഷമാം വാ ഉപഹവീയത്വം അഗുണ്ഠിതാഖണ്ഡ സദാത്മബോധം പ്രശ്രേ പ്രഭോമുഗ്ധമിവാപ്രമത്തസ്തന്നോ മനോമോഹയ ദീവദേവ ജ്ഞാനംബരം സ്വാത്മനഃ പ്രകാശം പ്രവാചകസ്മൈ ഭഗവാൻ സമഗ്രം അഭിക്ഷമം നോ ഗ്രഹണായ ഭർത്തർ വദാഞ്ജസായദ്വ്രജനം തരേമാ ഇത്യാവേദിതമാർദ്ദായ മഹ്യം സ്വഗവാൻ പര ആദിദേശാരവിന്ദാക്ഷാത്മന പരമാം സ്ഥിതിം സ ഏവമാരാദിതപാദതീർത്ഥം അധീതതത്വാത്മവിബോധമാർഗം പ്രണമ്യ പാദോപരിവൃത്തി ദൈവം ഇഹാഗതോഹം വിരഹാദുരാത്മാ സോഹം തദ്ദർശനാഹ്ലാദം വിയോഗായ ത്വിത പ്രഭോ ഗമിഷ്യേദൈതം തസ്യ ബദരാശ്രമമണ്ഡലം എത്ര നാരായണോ ദേവോ നരശ്ച ഭഗവാൻ ഋഷി മൃദു തീവ്രം തപോ ദീർഘം ത്വേ പാദേ ലോകഭാവനോ ശ്രീശുഗോവാച ഇത്യുദ്ധവാ ഉപാകർണ്യ സുഹൃദാം സുസഹംവദം ജ്ഞാനേനാശമയ ക്ഷതാശോകമുൽപ്പതിതം ബുധാ സദം മഹാഭാഗവതം വ്രജന്തം കൗരവർഷവ വിശ്രംഭാദഭ്യദത്തേദം മുഖ്യം കൃഷ്ണപരിഗ്രഹേ വിദുരവാച ജ്ഞാനംബരം സ്വാത്മനഃ പ്രകാശം യഥാ യോഗീശ്വരമീശ്വരസ്തേ വക്തും ഭവാന്നോർഹതി യദ്യ വിഷ്ണോർ വൃത്യാർത്ഥകൃതശ്ചരന്തി ഉദ്ധവവാച നനുദേയത്വ സമ്രാജ്ഞ കൃഷി കൗശാരവന്തി മേ സാക്ഷാൽ ഭഗവതോ നിഷ്ഠോ മർത്യലോകം ജിഹാസദാ ശ്രീശോവാച ഇതി സഹ വിദുരേണ വിശ്വമൂർത്തേർ ഗുണകഥയാ സുധയാ അപ്ലാവിതോരിതാം ക്ഷണം യോപ്ലിനേയം അസ്വസ്ഥാം സമുഷിത ഔപകവിർനിഷാം തഥോകാൽ ശ്രീരാജോവാച നിധന ഉപകദേഷു വൃഷ്ണിഭോജേഷു അധിരത യൂഥവേഷു മുഖ്യാം സതു കഥമവശിഷ്ടമുദ്ധമോയ അധിരവി ധൈരവിദത്രയം ആകൃതിം ത്രധീശ ശ്രീശുകുവാച ബ്രഹ്മശാപാവദേശേന കാലേനാമോഘവാഞ്ചിത സംഹൃത്യ സുവലംബനം ത്യക്ഷേഹമചിന്തയാൽ അസ്മാ ലോകതുപരതേ ഉപരതേ മൈജ്ഞാനം വദാശ്രയം അർഹത്യുദ്ധോയേവാദ സംപ്രത്യാത്മവദാം വരാ നോദ്ധവോന്നോന്നുനോ യദ്ഗുണേർന്നാർദ്ദിത പ്രഭു അതോ മദ്വൈനം ലോകം ഗ്രാഹയൻ നിഹതിഷ്ഠതോ ഏവം ത്രോവഗുരുണാ സന്തുഷ്ടശബ്ദയോനിനാം ബദരാശ്രമമാസാദ്യ ഹരിമീജേ സമാധിനാം വിദുരോപ്യുദ്ധവാച്ഛുക്ത്വാ കൃഷ്ണസ്യ പരമാത്മനാ ക്രീഡയോ വാ തദ്ദേഹസ്യ കർമാണി ശ്ലാഘിതാനി ച ദേഹന്യാസം ജതസേയും ധീരാണാം ധൈര്യവർദ്ധനം അന്യേഷാം ദുഷ്കരതരം പശൂനാം വിക്ലവാത്മനം ആത്മാനന്ദഗുരു ശ്രേഷ്ഠ കൃഷ്ണേന മനസേക്ഷിതം ധ്യായൻ ഗതി ഭാഗവതേരുരോധ പ്രേമ വിഹ്വല കാളിന്ദ്യാകുതിഭരദർശവാപദ്യതസ്വസരിതം യത്ര മിത്രാസുതോമനി ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതീ മഹാപുരാണേ പാരമഹംസ്യാം സംഹിതായാം തൃതീയസ്കന്ധേ വിദുരോദ്ധവ സംവാദേ ചതുർത്ഥോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദനാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ. So, what Uddhava has done in that river bank of Kalindi, Kalindi river bank, along with Vidura, Uddhava was just relishing the pastimes of Krishna once again. And one by one, he took every single pastime and started enjoying the sweetness of those pastimes. He says to Vidura, Krishna came to Mathura and killed Kamsa there. And Kamsa is so powerful that he had supposed to have the strength of 10,000 elephants. Has he had any problem in killing Kamsa? No. And he didn't even need a stick. Just Krishna has jumped onto the top of Kamsa and Kamsa was finished. After all, is he not the Supreme Lord?
Uddhava is asking Vidura. After killing Kamsa, he stayed for some time in Mathura and then he moved himself to Dwaraka. And in Dwaraka, the construction of that city, Dwaraka city, it took nearly 10 minutes for Vishwakarma to build the whole of Dwaraka. And it was so opulent, the construction of Dwaraka, but it took only 10 minutes to complete the construction of Dwaraka. And he lived there, Krishna spent his time there. But externally, Krishna gave the impression to others that because he was frightened of the enemies, that is why he has moved to Dwaraka in the middle of the ocean. But he was talking about Jarasandha. Jarasandha has come to Mathura many times and fought with Krishna. So, as though out of fear of Jarasandha and others, he has moved to Dwaraka. But Uddhava is asking, has Krishna got fear of anybody? Every now and then, Uddhava will report this thing to Vidura to make him realize that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, by chanting whose holy name, even the Yamadudas ran away from Ajamila. And here, there Krishna has not even come there. Only by chanting the holy name alone, by chanting Krishna's name, they escaped. The Yamadudas ran away from there and Ajamila was protected. And only thing is, Ajamila has chanted the holy name once. And who ran away? The representatives of Yamaraja. Yamadharmaraja ran away from them. And if that is the situation, where is the question of any fear in Krishna's mind? After he lived in Dwaraka, all the marriages what Krishna has done in Dwaraka. He married so many times, isn't it? And then Uddhava is saying to Vidura, does God or Supreme Personality, has he got to get married? Marriage is for ordinary people, isn't it? Uddhava is asking, does he require a wife? Does God require a wife? Uddhava is asking to Vidura. Just to show to Vidura, at every step in Krishna's life in this world, in this planet, was, although it looked like very much human-like, in reality, didn't require any of those. And not only that, when he killed the Naragasura, from there, if you see there in the, how Uddhava is reminiscing that, if you look at the fourth chapter, he says that the
karmanyanihasya bhavo bhavasyade durgashrayodhari bhayal palayanam kalatmanoyal pramadayudashraya swatmandade khidyadi dhirvidamiha. In order to say that yal pramadayudashraya, why did he marry that 16,100 wives? Some people have the opinion it was 16,000, others say 16,100, and then another 8. So total 16,108 wives. So Naragasura has imprisoned these princesses in his palace, and when Naragasura was killed, Krishna told them that you can all go back to your own hometown now, wherever you had come from. But those women who were there, they told that we haven't got anybody there back home. If we go back to our own kingdom where they came from, there is no one there for us. And because we spend so many years under the custody of Naragasura, if we go back, they are not going to accept us there. So we are actually, practically we have no one to take shelter of. And saying this, they paid their obeisances to Krishna, and Krishna thought about it for a while, and a lot of things has happened, it seems, that in Krishna's mind went through. Last appearance, when Krishna came as Ramachandra, unfortunately, Sita Devi was sent to the forest on a pretext that something was spoken about Sita Devi, and therefore
Krishna abandoned Sita Devi in the forest. And that was a mistake, as many commentators still have an opinion about that. So it was an excessive following dharmam. And therefore, as a remedy for that, this time, all the 16,100 women who were in the prison of Narakasura, Krishna accepted them, all of them, as his wives. And as though it's like an atonement for what he has done to Sita Devi. And it will appear as though it was an atonement for what was done to Sita Devi. So, for Krishna is concerned, whether it is 1 or 16,108, it doesn't make any difference. Because the important thing to remember there is, Krishna has no attachment anywhere, no connection anywhere. Not only that, there is no other appearance before where the Supreme Lord has gone and shown such a courage in making decisions like that, without caring for anything. That was this particular appearance. Importance of Krishna's pastime says, in Krishna's pastimes only you will see this, that did not care for anything. If he has made a decision, it will be done. It will be done. Krishnavadaram's beauty is that. That therefore he says here, Krishna will test something and accept it and act accordingly. And in that situation, even does not consult Brahma or anyone else for that matter. And is that not an amazing thing? Uddhava says to Vidura. That means he says there, you see that 16th verse, that is what he is saying there. Swalpman radhe khidyadi nirvidamiha. Swalpman radhe khidyadi nirvidamiha. Means, swalpmaradhi. That means when somebody is situated in the platform of the self, Krishna knows who he is, isn't it? Unlike us, we have confusion. Whether are we the body, or are we the mind, or are we the intelligence, or are we the ego, or are we the self. That confusion is not there. That is he saying here, swalpmanradhe khidyadi dirvidamiha. Swalpmanradhi means completely situated in the platform of the self. No doubts in that. And therefore, he is Almarama. Almarama, one is completely situated in the platform of the soul. Does he require wives? Uddhava is asking Vidura. What does he require the wives for? No, he doesn't require. Not only that, in each of those wives, he had 10 sons each, from each one of them. And some of them were spoken later on. So, there you can see, although Krishna has... Why did this happen? Why these 10 children were born from each wife? Even that is explained there. That people will say, Krishna has married these so many wives, but is he very detached from life? Is that such a renounced life he is leading there? So people will talk about it. Why did he marry all these women if he does not want to have children? So that issue will come up, and that should not happen. Because if it happens like that, that will be against the principles of Grihastha based on the Vedic understanding. So, one after the other, all of them had children. And not one, 10 of them, based on the Vedic injunctions again. So, but because of that, a lot of problems later also. And because Krishna got married so many times, and so many children were born, and therefore so much headache for so many other people, Krishna had the children, but all the problems for somebody else from these children. That you will come back later in the Bhagavatam, you will see that. So, then Krishna had children, he had grandchildren, and Uddhava says to Vidura, that is not the surprising thing. One day, Uddhava went to see Krishna in Dwaraka, and Krishna was in the bedroom. When he went to talk to him, Krishna didn't see Uddhava coming from the back. Uddhava, Krishna was sitting there and in some kind of daydreaming state. Krishna was thinking about something. Uddhava didn't know what it was. So Uddhava walked up to the door and knocked at the door. Suddenly Krishna turned back and looked at him and invited Uddhava to come in. And But Uddhava was not in a hurry to talk to Krishna what he wanted to say to him. There was some doubt in Uddhava's mind. He wanted to clear that. So he says to him, he says to Krishna that, "I have got a doubt to ask you," he said. "Can I ask that doubt before I say something else?" he said. "What was that you were thinking so seriously?" Uddhava asked Krishna. So, and when he looked at Krishna's face, it looked very grave and a little bit serious also. And didn't look very enthusiastic, looked a little morose as well. Krishna says to Uddhava, "What can I say? Things are not looking good." Krishna says to him, that Uddhava could not understand what Krishna was saying. He says, he's talking about Krishna's prarabdham now. He's saying, "Only 10 days ago, my son had gone and had made some relationship with Usha, that is Banasura's daughter. Due to that, I had to go there with the army and all sorts of fighting, killing, everything has happened there. With one son, I had this problem. Hardly I have come back, another son has gone to Hastinapur and got hold of Lakshmana there, and the second problem started. I never wanted to get involved in this householder life," says Krishna to Uddhava. Seeing the, in a way he spoke, and he says that, "So Duryodhana and his men, they have imprisoned Samba there, Jambavati's son. So, Aniruddha gone, Rukmini's grandson, has gone, and so grandson is giving problem, son is giving problem, another place, and Krishna has to go and sort out all these different problems, all due to their marriages." So Krishna says to him that one son is lying in Duryodhana's prison there, talking about Samba. The grandson is lying in Banasura's prison there, talking about Aniruddha. So, and in the middle of all this, this Brahmana from the Dwaraka comes and complains that, "Is there no Kshatriyas here? All my 10 children are dead and gone." So he says there, "Better not to say anything. Uddhava, how can it be that, is there any surprise that if I am feeling renounced in life?" Krishna is asking this to Uddhava. So, he says, "I was just thinking whether I should take sannyasam and go to Badriyashram." Krishna says to Uddhava all these things. He says to Uddhava, "I have become very renounced now." So Uddhava started saying that, how can Krishna have vairagyam? How vairagyam comes to Krishna, he says. So, because vairagyam is for one who has got asakti, isn't it? If you have attachment, only then vairagyam makes any sense. If you have no attachment anywhere, where is the question of vairagyam then? So this was going through Uddhava's mind. So as far as Krishna is concerned, there was never any attachment anywhere, anyhow. So this vairagyam Krishna is talking about, he could not understand. Uddhava could not follow what he was trying to say. Uddhava kept thinking, as far as Krishna is concerned, no attachment. Uddhava has seen this all the way through. No attachment anywhere with anybody. If this is the situation, Uddhava said, is that not a joke? The vairagyam what Krishna has shown, is that not a joke? He says. And Uddhava kept all these things in his mind, and he was saying this to Vidura. Vidura, this is how he was. Krishna's pastimes are. Every pastime, if you start looking and analyzing it, you will see there that there was no attachment anywhere. But pastimes are all marvelous. They were, everyone, when he talked about vairagyam and renunciation, people were thinking that Krishna is really renounced, and whereas he was not attached in the first instance anywhere. So, in this way, Krishna has expanded his family to such a large scale, only for the sake of, why did that Yadavas come so powerfully? Because of, to kill all the other kings who are Kshatriya kings, who are engaged in various sinful activities, who are becoming a burden to the planet. So there, he says there, that suppose there is a thorn in your feet, and if you want to take out that thorn, you take another thorn and pull the first thorn out and throw away both the thorns away. So similarly, for killing these wicked kings, he created all these Yadavas first. And after destroying all of them, all these kings, Kshatriya kings who were against religious principles, after killing all of them, what was the next move? To kill all the Yadavas also. That was the plan. Exactly like the way we throw one thorn in the feet with another thorn and throw away both the thorns afterwards. In a similarly, says Uddhava. So, when Gandhari came in the Mahabharata war, when Gandhari came to the battlefield at the end of the war, and saw all her children and the soldiers lying there dead, she turned to Krishna and told him, "You are the one responsible for all this. You created this and you destroyed the whole Kaurava race. Therefore, your race also will be killed in the same way," and cursed Krishna. Gandhari cursed Krishna. Krishna was smiling inside, enjoying. He wanted that. Somebody wanted to say this. So, Krishna says to Gandhari at that time, "I was thinking the same thing. I wanted somebody to curse so that this will happen. So, the reason I have to say to the world why I have killed all these Yadavas. Now I have got a reason as well, that Gandhari has cursed. Therefore, they all have to go." So here he says here that he was very pleased. With ordinary people, even if we have a slight disturbance in the family life, even say if you get a small headache, you're phoning up the doctor or running to the pharmacy to get the medicine, this, that and the other. Here, the whole race, Yadava race, is getting destroyed and Krishna is smiling, standing there. This is the difference. So, and can you not imagine, Uddhava says to Vidura that Krishna had no connection anywhere. No attachment anywhere, no relationship anywhere. With whom has he got any connection? And when the Brahmanas cursed Vidura, he says to Vidura that when the rishis came, Durvasa and many others, they cursed the Yadavas that they are all going to be killed very soon. And they were looking for the solution for the problem, and they went to Prabhasam. And what happened there? Krishna has taken all of them to Prabhasam and got them all killed. And mutually they fought each other and they killed themselves. And I was there, Uddhava says, I was there. And first time, Krishna has instructed Ekadasha Skandam to Uddhava and sent him to Badri, to go to Badrinath. But Uddhava didn't go straight away. He went after Krishna and saw all these people who were dead in the Prabhasam. And Balaram also has left his body. And he left this world, and Uddhava could not bear that. Uddhava says, "I was weeping actually, I was crying that Krishna was leaving this planet." It was at that time Krishna asked Uddhava, "Uddhava, you haven't gone yet, why are you staying back?" And then Krishna says to Uddhava that there was one more thing I wanted to tell you before I go away. He said, "The instruction to me is to take Srimad Bhagavatam," which means Ekadasha Skandam, "seriously, and go to Badrinath and stay there and to reflect on that. But I do not have so much time to talk to you," Uddhava says to Vidura. He says, "because Krishna has instructed me to do this and I have to do that." When he said that, Vidura says to Uddhava, "You are a very fortunate person, because directly you are able to receive the knowledge of transcendental knowledge, Ekadasha Skandam, from Krishna's lips, from Krishna's face. Who else is more fortunate than you?" Says Vidura to Uddhava, after hearing this, that Uddhava has received Ekadasha Skandam and is on his way to Badrinath. Vidura says to Uddhava, "Who else is more fortunate than you to receive that transcendental instructions directly from Krishna like that?" And then next thing Vidura says to Uddhava, "Give those instructions to me as well. What you have heard from Krishna, let me receive that from you," he says to him. Uddhava says to Vidura, actually, I am not the fortunate person. You are more fortunate than me. Why is that? He says that I went up to him and asked him for the instructions to Krishna. Uddhava says, I went up to Krishna and asked for the instruction, and Vidura, Uddhava, Krishna gave me the instructions. But when I was there, by chance, Maitreya Maharshi also came there. At that time, Krishna says to Maitreya Maharshi that I have another devotee called Vidura who is traveling around all over. He is not here. And therefore, when he comes back, it was my intention to give this Ekadashi Skandam, the knowledge of the Ekadashi Skandam, to Vidura as well, but unfortunately he is not here. But when he comes back, Krishna has instructed Maitreya Maharshi that he should instruct Srimad Bhagavatam to Vidura. This special instruction, I heard, Uddhava says, I heard Krishna saying this to Maitreya Maharshi. When Vidura heard this, you can imagine Vidura's state of mind, that even though Vidura wandered away, running around all over, that Krishna remembered Vidura at the time of departure. This is the devotee state. That how much Vidura felt that Krishna has remembered him, even though Vidura did not think about Krishna. He was going on pilgrimage everywhere, but Krishna took special care to remember about Vidura and to tell Maitreya Maharshi that Vidura, when he comes back, you should give Srimad Bhagavatam to him. These instructions Vidura heard from Uddhava. Uddhava mentioned this. He said, nobody else Krishna has mentioned while leaving this world. It is only about you he has mentioned this. And it has been spoken that, he has told that Vidura, you are the most fortunate person. Therefore, go to Maitreya Maharshi in his ashram. And when he said this, Vidura felt excited. And up to this time, Vidura was holding on to Uddhava. But now he left Uddhava and Uddhava is gone. Vidura stayed there for a short period of time. And he rolled in that sand in Yamuna river bank. Because all the memories came back to Vidura about Krishna's life there in Vrindavanam and the time he spent with the gopis, all the pastimes which Uddhava has spoken one after the other, it all came back to Vidura's. Vidura started experiencing that within, and that is what he is saying there. You can see that in the fourth chapter, you will see that. Thirty-five. Almanam jakuru shreshta krishnena manasekshidam dhyayan gade bhagavade rirodha prema vihvala. 35 in 4th chapter, 3, 4, 35. He says, almanam jakuru shreshta krishnena manasekshidam dhyayan gade bhagavade rirodha prema vihvala. Uddhava, Vidura was crying in that situation, and he was saying there, Krishna has remembered me. Vidura is feeling that. That somebody inquire about you, how you feel about that, isn't it? In the same way. And particularly when Krishna has inquired about you, when Vidura heard that from Uddhava, that Krishna was inquiring about you before he left, you can imagine that happiness in Vidura's heart. So Vidura, and it is difficult to understand this. Only a devotee will understand this. What Vidura experienced at that time. Two devotees were going to a temple once. And they used to go every month from a long distance. They were going to the temple. One month, one devotee could not go to see the deity there. Only one of them could go. That night, in the sleep or in the dream, Krishna spoke to the pujari, why the other devotee hasn't come today? So the next morning, the head pujari told the other devotee who had come, says to him that last night I had this dream, why did the other second devotee did not turn up? Only the one person had come. So this devotee gone back home and told the other devotee that the head pujari has told me this, that Krishna in a dream appeared and said, mentioned to him that why you didn't turn up this month to see Krishna. And when the devotee heard that, how would he feel that? Is it not? That Krishna has inquired about you. You are going to the temple every day. You are seeing Krishna. But we think that, oh, well, Krishna does not want to see you. I'll go and see Krishna. But one day when Krishna says, why you haven't come today? How would you feel? Is it not? That becomes very, it is very sensitive. Only a devotee will understand that. We all go to the temple, but Krishna, we think Krishna, if he inquires, what can we do? He doesn't inquire about us. We inquire about him. But one day if Krishna is inquiring about us, a devotee, how will that devotee feel about it? That Krishna has inquired why you haven't come. That is that happiness of a devotee's mind. He felt, this is because a devotee has a relationship with Krishna. Our problem is we have no relationship with Krishna. But when devotee has a relationship with Krishna, this will happen. That is why it is important to understand this. Only in the context of that, you will understand this happiness of Vidura here. Otherwise you won't understand that. When Krishna is inquiring about us, any devotee for that matter, when Krishna inquires, naturally you will think, at least Krishna is remembering me, he has not forgotten me. And that strengthens that faith inside the devotee's heart. Is it not? It's understandable. Similarly here, Vidura has been away from home for a very long period of time. He hasn't even gone to see Krishna in Dwaraka. Didn't hear what has happened in Dwaraka. But Krishna remembered Vidura. Vidura may not have remembered Krishna, but Krishna remembered Vidura. How would Vidura feel that? And that is what the interesting part. That is why all these things are spoken in the Bhagavatam. To tell us that devotee's relationship, Krishna never forgets the devotee. Only thing is, we haven't created that relationship with Krishna. That is why this difficulty. So, therefore, the happiness what Vidura felt, and you can see here, that with that bliss what Krishna has inquired about me, Vidura is asking. And he is rolling in the sand in Vrindavanam, remembering about all those pastimes with the gopis, what happened in Vrindavanam, all those things were, he was reflecting on that. And as soon as he woke up from that ecstatic mood, he got up and then he started traveling towards Maitreya Maharshi's ashram in Haridwar. And Haridwar, Maitreya Maharshi lives in Haridwar where he has his ashram. And from here, Maitreya Maharshi and Vidura begins that conversation between the Maitreya Maharshi and Vidura. And that is where that chapter finishes. Fourth chapter finishes there, where Vidura has left Vrindavanam and is on his way to Haridwar, where he is meeting up with Maitreya Maharshi. And that meeting with Maitreya Maharshi, that is what is in the next chapter, what you will find there. Panjame Bhagavallilam Kshatra Prishto Mahamuni Provaja Mahadadinam Sargam Taishahare Studim. Maitreya Maharshi, this is Sridharajarya Swami's commentary, says there that here now serious discussion starts. Vidura asked this question to Maitreya that Mahatattvam Ahangaram, which was all Krishna's creation, not Brahma's creation, all those things, how they were created, and afterwards, how did they all come together? Because initially they were hesitant to mix each other. The five material elements, they were all hesitant to mix each other. How did they manage to come together? And how they were created? And how the five material elements glorified Krishna? All those things is in this fifth chapter. So we'll just read through the chapter. Shri Shuka Uvacham Dwaridvanadhyam Shabakurunam Maitreyam Asinamakadabodham Kshatobasratyachuda Bhavashuddham Paprachya Saushilya Guna Avitrapta Vidura Uvacha Sukhaya Karmani Karoti Loko Nadeisakam Manidubharavam Va
വിന്ദേദഭൂയസ്തതമേവ ദുഃഖം തത്രേ യത്രയുക്തം ഭഗവാൻ വദേന്ന ജനസ്യ കൃഷ്ണാൽ വിമുഖസ്യ ദൈവാൽ അധർമ്മശീലസ്യ ദുഃഖിതസ്യ അനുഗ്രഹായേഹ ചരന്തി നൂനം ഭൂതാനി ഭവ്യാനി ജനാർദ്ദനസ്യ തൽസാധുവര്യാദിശവർമ്മശംന സംരാജിതോ ഭഗവാൻ യേന പുംസാം ഹൃദി സ്ഥിതോ യച്ഛതി ഭക്തിബോധേ ജ്ഞാനം സതത്വാധിഗമം പുരാണം കരോതി കർമാണി കൃതാവതാരോ അയാന്യാൽപതന്ത്രോ ഭഗവാൻ ത്രധീഷ യഥാ സസർജാഗ്രമിതം നിരീഹ സംസ്ഥാപ്യ വൃത്തിം ജഗതോ വിധത്തേ യഥാ പുനസ്വേഖ ഇതം നിവേശ ശേദേ ഗുഹായാം സനിവൃത്ത വൃത്തി യോഗേശ്വരാദീശ്വരമേകമേതോ അനുപ്രവിഷ്ടോ ബഹുധാ യഥാസീൽ ക്രീഡൻ വിദത്തി ദ്വിജഗോ സുരാണാം ക്ഷേമായ കർമാണ്യവതാരഭേദൈ മനോനോ തൃപ്യത്രി വിശൃണ്വതാംന സുശ്ലോകമൗലേശ്ചരിതാമൃതാനി യൈസ്തത്വഭേദേ അതിലോകനാഥോ ലോകാനലോകാൻ സഹ ലോകപാലാൻ അജീക്ലബദ്ധ്യത്ര ഹി സർവസത്വം നികായ ഭേദോധികൃത പ്രതീതാഹ യേന പ്രജാനാമുദ ആത്മകർമ്മം രൂപാവിധാനം ച വിധാം വ്യഥ നാരായണോ വിശ്വസൃഡാത്മയോനി ഏതച്ഛനോ വർണയ വിപ്രവര്യാഹ പരാവരേഷാം ഭഗവൻമൃതാനി ശ്രുതാനി മേ വ്യാസമുഖാത് അഭീഷ്ണം അതൃപ്നുമക്ഷുല്ലസുഖാവഹാനാം തേഷാം ഹൃദയേ കൃഷ്ണകഥാമൃതൗഖാൽ കതൃപ്നുയാ തീർത്ഥവതോഭിധാനാൽ സത്യേഷുവ സൂര്യഭിരീഢ്യമാനാൽ യ കർണനാഡിം പുരുഷസേയാതോ ഭവപ്രദാം ഗഹരതിം ചിനത്തി മുനിർവിവക്ഷുർ ഭഗവത്ഗുണാനാം സഖാവിദേ ഭാരതമാഹ കൃഷ്ണ യസ്മിൻ നണാം ഗ്രാമ്യസുഖാനുവാദർ മദർഗൃഹീതാനുദേ ഹരേ കഥായാം സാ ശ്രദ്ധദാനസ വിവർദ്ധമാനാം വിരക്തിമന്യത്ര കരോതി പുംസ ഹരേ പദാനുസ്മൃതി നിർവൃതസ്യ സമസ്ത ദുഃഖാത്യമാശുധത്തേ താൻ ശോച്യ ശോച്യാന വിദോ നിശോചേ ഹരേ കഥായാം വിമുഖാനഖേന ക്ഷിണോതി ദേവോ നിമിഷസ്തു യേഷ പ്രായുർമൃതാവാദഗതിസ്മൃതീനാം തദസ്യ കോശാരവ ശർമദാതുർ ഹരേ കഥാമേവ കഥാസുസാരം ഉദ്രത്യ പുഷ്പേഭ്യം ഇവാർത്ഥബന്ധോ ശിവായ കീർത്തേ തീർത്ഥകീർത്തേ സ വിശ്വജന്മസ്ഥിതി സംയമാർത്തേ കൃതാവതാര പ്രഗൃഹീത ശക്തി ചകാര കർമാണ്യതി പൂരുഷാണി യാനീശ്വര കീർത്തേദാനി മഹ്യം ശ്രീശുഗോ വാചാസ ഏവം ഭഗവാൻ പൃഷ്ട ക്ഷത്രാകൗഷാരകർമ്മണി പുംസാം ശ്രേയസാർത്ഥേന തമാഹു ബഹുമാനേൻ ശ്രീ മൈത്രേയ വാചാം സാധു പൃഷ്ടം ത്വയാ സാധോ ലോകാൻ സാധുനു ഗൃഹണത കീർത്തിം വിതന്നുതാ ലോകേ ആത്മനോ അധോക്ഷജാ ആത്മന നൈതചിത്രം ത്വയി ക്ഷത്ർ ബാധരായണ വീര്യജേ ഗൃഹീതോ അനന്യഭാവേന യത്വയാ ഹരിരീശ്വര മാണ്ഡവ്യശാവാൽ ഭഗവാൻ പ്രജാസംയമനോയമ ഭ്രാതുക്ഷേത്രേ ഭുജിഷ്യായാം ജാത സത്യവതീ സുതാൽ ഭവാൻ ഭഗവതോ നിത്യം സമ്മതസാനുഗസ്യ യസ്യ ജ്ഞാനോപദേശായ ആദിശൽ ഭഗവാൻ വ്രജൻ അതതേ ഭഗവലീല യോഗമായ ഉപബ്രംഹിത വിശ്വസ്തിത്തുൽ ഭവാന്താർത്ഥ വർണ്ണയാം അനുപൂർവശാം ഭഗവാൻ ഏകമാസേതമഗ്ര ആത്മാത്മനാം വിഭു ആത്മേച്ഛാനുഗതാവാത്മാ നാനാവത്യുപലക്ഷണാം സവാ യേഷം ദൃഷ്ട നാമശ്യദൃശ്യമേകരാൾ മേനേ സന്തം ഇവാത്മാനം സുപ്തശക്തിരസുപ്തദൃക് സവാ ഏതസ്സം ദ്രഷ്ടു ശക്തി സദസദാത്മികാ മായാനാമ മഹാഭാഗയേദം നിർമ്മമേ വിഭു കാലവൃത്യാതുമായാം ഗുണമയ്യാം സോക്ഷജ പുരുഷേണാത്മഭൂതേന വീര്യമാധത വീര്യവാൻ തഥോ അഭവൻ മഹത്തത്വം വ്യക്താൽ കാലചോദിതൻ വിജ്ഞാൻ ആത്മാത്മദേഹസ്ഥം വിശ്വം വ്യഞ്ജം സ്തമോനുദാം സോപ്യം സോപ്യംശ ഗുണകാലാത്മാ ഭഗവത് ദൃഷ്ടിഗോചര ആത്മാനം വ്യഗ്രോദാത്മാ വിശ്വസ്യാസ്യ ശുശ്രക്ഷയ മഹത്തത്വാദികുർവാണാം അഹം തത്വം വിജായത കാര്യകാരണകർത്താത്മാ ഭൂതേന്ദ്രിയമനോമയ വൈകാരിക തേജസ്ച താമസശ്ചേത്യഹം ത്രിധ അഹം തത്വാദികുർവാണാം മനോ വൈകാരികാതപോൽ വൈകാരികാശ്ചയ്യേവ അർത്ഥാഭിവ്യഞ്ജനം യഥ തേജസാനിന്ദ്രിയാണേവ ജ്ഞാനകർമ്മമയാനി ച താമസോ ഭൂതൂഷ്മാദി ദഖം ലിംഗമാൽപന കാലമായാംശയോഗേന ഭഗവത് ദീക്ഷിതം നഭ നമസോനുസൃതം സ്പർശം വികുർവൻ കർമ്മ മേ അനിലം അനിലോപി വികുർവാണാം നമസോ ഒരു ബലാനിത സസർജരൂപൻ മാത്രം ജ്യോതിർലോകസ്യ ലോചനം അനിലേനാനിതം ജ്യോതിർവികുർവൽപരവീക്ഷിതം അദത്ഥാംബോരസമയം കാലമായാംശയോഗത ജ്യോതിഷാംഭോനി സംസൃഷ്ടം വികുർവൽ ബ്രഹ്മവീക്ഷിതം മഹീം ഗന്ധമുണാമാതൽകാലമായാംശയോഗത ഭൂതാനന്ദമാദിന്യം യദ്ദൽ ഭവ്യവരാവരം തേഷാം പരാനുസംസർഗം യഥാസംഖ്യം ഗുണാൻ വിധു ഏതേ ദേവാ കലാ വിഷ്ണു കാലമായാംശലിംഗിനം നാനാത്തോൾ സുക്രിയാനീഷാ പ്രോജു പ്രാഞ്ജലയോ വിഭും ശ്രീദേവാ ഊജോ നമാമതേ ദേവപദാരവിന്ദം പ്രപന്നതാപോപശത ശമാദപത്രം യന്മൂലകേതോ യതയോ അഞ്ചസേരു സംസാര ദുഃഖം ബഹിരുക്ഷിപന്തി ദാരിദ്ര്യസ്മിൻ ഇഭവമീശ ജീവ ആപത്താപത്രയേണോ വഹദാന ശർമ്മ ആത്മനിലഭന്തേ ഭഗവംസ്തവാംഗ്രി ഛായാം സവിദ്യാമതമാശ്രയേമ മാർഗന്ധീയത്തെ മുഖവൽപ്പനയുടെ ഛന്ദസുവർണേ ഋഷയോ വിവിത്തെ യസ്യാഹമർഷോദസരിദുരായ പദം പദം തീർത്ഥപദ പ്രപന്നാഹ യശ്രദ്ധയാശ്രദ്ധത്യാജഭക്തിയ സംരജ്യമാനേ ഹൃദയവധായ ജ്ഞാനീന വൈരാഗ്യബലേന ധീരാ പ്രജയമതത്വ അങ്കിസരോജ പീഠം വിശ്വസ്യ ജന്മസ്ഥിതി സംയമാർത്തേ കൃതാവതാരസ്യ പദാംബുജം ദേ പ്രജയമ സർവൈ ശരണം യദീശാസ്മൃതം പ്രയച്ഛാത്യഭയം സ്വപുംസാം യത്സാനുബന്ധേ സതി ദേഹഗേഹെ മമാഹമിത്യുടെ ദുരാഗ്രഹാണാം പുംസാസു ദൂരം വസ്തുതോപി പുരിയാം ഭജേമതത്തെ ഭഗവത്പദാബ്ജം താൻമേഹൃതൃവൃത്തി ലക്ഷിഭിരിയേ പരാഹൃതാന്തർ മനസപരേഷ അധോന പശ്യൻ ഉരുഗായ നൂനം ഏതേ പദന്യാസവിലാസലക്ഷ്മ്യ
പാനീനദേ ദേവകഥാസുധായാം പ്രവൃദ്ധഭക്തിയാ വിശദാശയായേ വൈരാഗ്യസാരം പ്രതിലഭ്യബോധം യഥാഞ്ചസാനീയ സാന്മീയൂരകുണ്ഠധിഷ്ണ്യം തഥാപരേജാത്മസമാധിയോഗം ബലേന ജിത്വാ പ്രകൃതിം ബലിഷ്ടം ത്വമേവ ധീരാപുരുഷം വിശന്തി തേഷാം ശ്രമസ്യാന്നതു സേവയാതെ തത്തേവയം ലോക ശുശ്രക്ഷയാദ്യാത്വയാനുസൃഷ്ടാ സ്ത്രീഭിരാത്മഭിസ്മ സർവേ വിയുക്താ സവിഹാരതന്ത്രം ശക്നുമത്സ പ്രതിഹർത്തവേ തേ യാവൽബലിം തേജഹരാമകാലേ യഥാവയം ചന്നമദാമ യത്ര യഥോപയേഷാന്ത ഇമേ ഹി ലോക ബലിം ഹരന്തോ അന്നമദന്ത്യമാഹ്നൂഹ ത്വം ന സുരാണാമസി സാന്വയാനം കൂടസ്ഥമദ്യ പുരുഷ പുരാണം ത്വം ദേവശക്ത്യാം ഗുണകർമ്മയോനോ രജസ്തുജായാം കവിമാധദേജാം തഥോ വയം സൽപ്രമുഖായ ദർത്തേ ബഭൂവിമാൽപൻ കരവാമകിം തേ ത്വം ന സചക്ഷൂ പരിദേഹി ശക്ത്യാം ദേവക്രിയാർത്ഥേ യതനുഗ്രഹാണാം. ശ്രീമദ് ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പരമഹംസ്യാം സംഹിതായാം തൃതീയ സ്കന്ദേ പഞ്ചമോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ.
സോ Haridwar is well known as a place of the rishis from time immemorial. Haridwar has always been like that. And Maitreya Maharshi has been living there in Haridwar for very long time. You'll see there, while talking about Maitreya Maharshi, it says there that Maitreya Masina Magadha Bodham, the first verse. Dwaridunadhyam Shavakurunam Maitreya Masina Magadha Bodham. Vidura arrived in Maitreya Maharshi's ashram. And how did he see him? When he saw Maitreya Maharshi, he was just sitting there, not doing anything. He was just sitting there. So, nothing to do, completely absorbed in transcendence, in other words, in the realized state. He was chanting the holy name and singing glories of Krishna and absorbed in the reflection and meditation on Krishna. And that's all. Not a minute was wasted, but the same way, completely absorbed in the spiritual life, spiritual activities. So that is Maitreya Maharshi, Agadha Bodham. Agadha Bodham means he is full with knowledge. It's not half knowledge, full with knowledge. Completely realized. And also not only a jnani, a first class devotee as well, Maitreya Maharshi. So Vidura went there, saw Maitreya Maharshi sitting there, circumambulated Maitreya Maharshi and paid his obeisances to him. Maitreya Maharshi recognized straight away who Vidura is. And I heard that you were on a pilgrimage, he says to Vidura. And Maitreya knew this. Vidura says to Maitreya Maharshi, and I was on a pilgrimage. I have been visiting several temples, holy places, and holy rivers. And I am still not recovered from that. I was so tired after all this traveling. But I have certain doubts in me. I have come to clarify them. Also, I need to hear Srimad Bhagavatam from you. Maitreya Udra puts up this matter. And I have come for that purpose. Therefore, instead of directly asking for Srimad Bhagavatam instructions, directly asking for the instructions, in a new way, completely in a different way, Vidura put up that question to him. That Maitreya asked this question, what is so special, he said. He said, I traveled in so many places, Vidura says. You'll see that in the second verse. And what happened was, Sukhaya karmani karoti loko natai sugham va vanyad ubharamam va vindeda bhuyastada meva dukham yadatra yuktam bhagavan vadena. This is the doubt. This is his doubt. Sukha, it is a very serious doubt also, and it is a very reasonable question to ask. Extremely reasonable question. If you ask that, he says to, Vidura says to Maitreya Maharshi, when I was traveling all over, one thing I have noticed, everybody is working very hard in the world. Everybody is working very hard, day and night. And when I asked, everybody gave me the answer that they are working so hard to become happy in life. To become happy in life. Some people are making money, thinking that they can become happy that way. Some people build big houses to live, and looking at the house they feel happy that they've built it. Just like you can see, this is a common nature in the material life, isn't it? Some people feel happy if they have a big car to drive. Some people feel plenty of clothes to wear, very nice clothes to wear. Some people are happy to travel all around if they get an opportunity to travel around. In various ways, everybody is trying hard to become happy, he says. And one thing I have observed, he says, although they are all trying very hard to become happy, they don't look very happy. He says, it's true, isn't it? The way Vidura asked the question, instead of asking about Srimad Bhagavatam, what he wanted was Bhagavatam from Maitreya Maharshi. Instead of asking for that, he put this question to him. Sukhaya karmani karyodhi loke, nadai sukham vanyad ubharamamva, vindeva bhuyastadam eva dukham, yadatra yuktam bhagavan vadena. My dear Maitreya Maharshi, can you tell me an answer for this, he says. People are working so hard, and they are trying to find happiness in various ways, different things. Family life, in house, in the car. Of course, there's no car and there's something else. They must have been there. But that is in the modern world. But the mentality hasn't changed. It was the same then, it's the same now also. So they are all thinking that they will become happy one day and working very hard. Some people feel that if they make a lot of money in life, they'll be happy. Isn't it? That's why they are working so hard. So all this is going on, but I couldn't understand one thing Vidura says, because Vidura, you have to remember, has seen enough of this in Hastinapur. These Kshatriya kings, they had so much wealth. In spite of that, there was no peace there. Between the Kauravas and the Pandavas, fighting each other, all the time bickering and arguing and fighting, killing, all this was going on. He was fed up of all that, seeing the Kshatriya's nature. So he ran away from there, seeing their way of life. He couldn't handle that anymore. But when he wandered around all over the country, what he saw there was also very much similar. They are all working, working, working to become happy. But no one seems to be happy. In Hastinapur, they were not happy. All the wealth they had, they were not happy. When he traveled all over, he didn't see happiness anywhere. They all look more depressed and frustrated in life. So he says, he gave the example that Ramachandra was running after Maricha. Maricha, remember, Maricha was dodging Ramachandra all the time, appearing and disappearing in different places. So as soon as Ramachandra is getting closer to Maricha, Maricha will escape from there. Similarly, he says here that every moment they will think that they're going to become happy, but there's no happiness. They don't get it. Because what is more interesting, that he says here, that word, anyad ubharamam va, that's more interesting, he says. Not only that they are not getting happiness, uninvited way, distress is coming in life. See that? These are things to think about in life, what happens to all of us, isn't it? Working, working, planning, all kinds of planning we do in life to become happy. But eventually it all ends up, more and more distress from unexpected sources it's coming. And then you start completely bewildered. Why was I working all these years for what? To become happy. But it all ends up in this way. He says, what is the reason? Not only that they don't get any happiness, but distress comes as well. So if you work hard to get happiness, you should get happiness, not distress, isn't it? So this is actually confusing me, Vidura says to Maitreya. Maitreya Maharshi says to Vidura, Vidura, while you were traveling, you have seen many things, haven't you? What is your opinion about that? And said, all the rishis are like this. If you ask them a question, they will ask you a question back. They won't answer you. They will ask you a question back from him. So what did you see? What was your answer to that? Why do you think it has happened? That is why in that third verse he says there, Janasya Krishnal Vimukhasya Deival Adharmashilasya Sudukhidasya Anugrahayeha Charandinunam Bhudani Bhavyani Janardhanasya. This is Vidura's opinion. When Maitreya Maharshi asked Vidura why they are unhappy, what do you think? He said, Vidura's answer is this. Janasya Krishnal Vimukhasya Deival Adharmashilasya Sudukhidasya Anugrahayeha Charandinunam
Bhudani Bhavyani Janardhanasya. Bhudani Bhavyani Janardhanasya. He says here, the main cause of their distress is because they live in an irreligious way. Irreligiosity. No dharmam in their life. That is why this is happening. So, to get happiness in life, they are not engaged in dharmam. Instead, they are taken to the path of adharmam. Irreligious ways. That means giving trouble to others and giving pain to other living entities, lying, cheating. All these things are there in the society. In the society. Vidura says, because they have no religious principles and because they don't follow the path of dharmam, he felt that that is the reason for their unhappiness. So, because they are engaged in such sinful activities, the result of their activities, distress comes in their life in a natural way. So for you're working hard to get become happy, but only thing what they are getting in return is only unhappiness. And can they not stop it then? Knowing well that the reason for their unhappiness is due to their sinful activities. Should they not stop that? No, they are not able to stop it either. The reason being, they know very well that the cause of their dissatisfaction or unhappiness is due to irreligious activity. But can they not make that decision that from now on, we will not engage in that kind of activities, we will remain in the path of dharmam. But they are not able to do that. Why is that? He says there that Janasya Krishna Alvimukastya Devad, he says. Deva. Deva means Prarabdham. Prarabdham is pushing them to do things which are not allowed. Adharmam. That's what it is. Janasya Krishna Alvimukasya Devala Dharma Shilasya. Devam here means Prarabdham. Prarabdham creates an adharmam in a person. And even though you know, like Dhritarashtra said to this, isn't it? You will see in the chapter later on, when Akrura went to see him, and Duryodhana also said, I know what is dharmam, but I am not able to do it. I know what is adharmam, but I am not able to stop it. Remember, later on in the 49th chapter, you will see in the first part of the 10th canto. When Krishna sent Akrura to talk to Dhritarashtra about his unfair treatment of the Pandavas, Dhritarashtra says that, what can I do? I know what you are saying is correct. Janami dharmam nachame pravrti. I know what is dharmam, but I am not able to do it. Janami adharmam, what is irreligious also I know. Nachame nivrti, I am not able to stop it. This is the situation. Why is that? Devad adharmashilasya. Devam. Deva means prarabdham. Prarabdham is there. Prarabdham means vasana inside. Bad vasanas inside a person. And even though we know that there is bad vasana inside, unable to stop it, it comes out and acts. So the bad vasana, that's why you will see vasana vashago jiva. Jiva is completely under the control of the vasanas. And where did things go wrong? Things go wrong, where did this happen? It happened from the point Krishna Divimukhasya. Vidura says, Janasya Krishna Divimukhasya. When we turned our face away from Krishna, from that day onwards, our durvasanas started building up inside. And that is where things have gone. Then we forget that there is a superior force present here, controlling all of us every moment. Every moment. As soon as we have forgotten that, we started acting independently. And the result of that, we started thinking there is nobody to question us. And we took that independence and law into our own hands. So, and with the result that we started engaging in the religious way. So, the result of that is, distress has come. This is how that explanation Vidura himself is answering that. Vidura asks the question in the second verse, and in the third verse, Vidura himself answered the question. In the second verse, Vidura asks the question. Third verse, Vidura answers the question. Janasya Krishna Vimukhasya Deival Adharmashilasya Sudukhidasya Anugrahayeha Charandinunam Budani Bhavyani Janardhanasya. Janardhanasya. So, you can see here that the that what is the way to come out of these situations? He says here, there is only one way, says. There is only one way that there are personalities like you, Maitreya Maharshi is saying, who have realized the truth and taking their shelter. Taking their shelter. So, somehow or the other, if we have come to contact with personalities like them, due to their association, that Durvasana will go away from inside. The bad vasanas what we have will go away. And with the result of that, we don't have to go into that hellish conditions, distress conditions. So, then the question will come, that if people are suffering like that, why Vidura is so concerned about it? That's the question, isn't it? So many people are suffering here. If we have to be concerned about all that, and there's a reason behind that, that he has to manage himself and get out from here, instead of worrying about everyone here. So, because all the population is engaged in all this, on behalf of so many things what Vidura has seen, this question has come up. People are suffering. Why are they suffering? They are working hard for happiness, but they are getting distress and suffering. You may ask the question, why Vidura is bothered about it so much? There is a reason behind it. What is why this question has come up? We would not have asked such a question. We would have asked about our personal problems, isn't it, to Maitreya Maharshi. But Vidura didn't ask about himself, his issue. He was asking on behalf of everybody else. This Vidura is not an ordinary person. Ordinary person. He is employed there as Yamadharma Raja in Samyamini Puri. That is his job, isn't it? And he has a problem there. What is the problem is that this human species, they are given a human body and sent here. All of us in that way. After coming here, we do all kinds of activities. Sinful activities, hellish activities. We do all these things. After death, we are sent for punishment. We go to Vidura. Vidura is there at that time as Yamadharma Raja. That is his main job. He has come here due to Mandavya Muni's curse. That's why he had to come here as Vidura. But Vidura is always conscious who he is. So he had to go back, and later on he will be again the man in charge there, the main head of the prison officer or whatever we call that there, isn't it? So, here, when they go back, when Vidura is there as Yamadharma Raja, he will ask the persons who come there, where have you come from? You'll say, I've come from this planet. Then Yamadharma Raja says, is there no spiritual life in that place, in this planet? They say, yes, those who have gone back, they'll say there is spiritual life, people are engaged in spiritual activities. Then how did you get here? Since we didn't have time to engage in spiritual life, we were busy working hard. We never had time to do anything in spiritual life. That's why we got here. Well, you come now, I have to give you the punishment. And Yamadharma Raja has to decide all the punishment for all those who had come. And they get punished and they leave. Come back to this planet again and the same thing they repeat. Again, Vidura got so fed up seeing us again and again and again, life after life. We go back to Vidura. Vidura is seeing us, meeting us there. You were here last time and I have told you. And what happened now? He says, we were busy, we couldn't engage. So he is fed up with us now, punishing us. Who? Yamadharma Raja. And as Yamadharmaraja, Vidura is looking for an opportunity. Is there any way of getting out from this? Because even after punishing them so many times, they don't seem to change. They are still the same. That is Yamadharmaraja's problem. So that is why he is asking this question. You see, he has a reason to ask this. That he is fed up of seeing us again and again coming, visiting him. And after all, one day he will also get fed up, isn't it? We are not fed up, but he gets fed up. We come there, we go there with all the baggage, what we have collected from here. And then we are ready to get punished. So the judge is getting tired of giving the punishment, rather than the criminal. Criminal says, I will accept whatever you are given, and I go to the prison, get punished. After my prison life, I come back here again, and again start the whole thing once again. So, when he gets there, you know what kind of hellish planets is spoken in the Bhagavatam. In some places you are ground, some places you are burned in the oil, some places you are fried, some places you are made to run thousands of miles without a drop of water to drink. And and some all sorts of things in the fifth canto you can read in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the kind of punishment you get there. And after all that, and Yamadharmaraja is witnessing all these things, we're going through all these things. And he says to us, only a few years ago you were here, weren't you? He says, we say, yeah, we have been here before. But so how come you come back? And and asking this question again and again and again, Vidura is tired. So therefore, Vidura has become very renounced now, after seeing these things. So he says here, I need some peace of mind, therefore I want to hear Srimad Bhagavatam from you. And says to Maitreya Rishi, and therefore I have come here, and please talk to me about them. This is how he has put up this. Not only that, Maitreya Maharshi says to Vidura that I have been instructed by Krishna that I should give you Srimad Bhagavatam to you when you come here. That, and the first topic discussed in the Bhagavatam is Sargam, primary creation. Primary creation means Srishti. Srishti means creation. Creation means karmam, isn't it? From karmam only Srishti will come. Without karmam, Srishti doesn't happen. So, how should one perform karmam? This question comes. So, how to perform karmam? And by performing karmam, in which way one will get released from karmam? These are the important questions there. How to perform karmam, one question. Second question, in which way we have to perform karmam so that you will get released from karmam? And by doing what kind of karmam, distress comes in life. All these kind of questions, and explaining all that is this creation, primary creation is spoken. This is a strong relationship with sargam and karmam. With sargam and karmam. So, in the way Brahmandam or universe has been created, in a very basic way, in the second canto it was spoken, when Brahma spoke to Narada Maharshi. And the same thing is repeated here again, in a way that how all the tattvams have come out, the different tattvam. Tattvam means the material elements. Five material elements are five tattvams. They are five tattvams. Earth, water, air, ether, fire. They are subtle part of it. Tanmatra, which is called Shabdam, Sparsham, Rupam, Rasam, Gandham. The five subtle elements. All of them, how did they all get created? And how do they come together and get this universe get created in that pattern? This is the topic in the Sargam, and that is being spoken from the next two chapters. That's what is spoken in that next two chapters. So we'll just read through that. In this sixth chapter, Sridharacharya Swami says here, Shashte Tai Ishwara Avishtai Srishti Aha Virad Tanyoho Adi Devadi Bhedamcha Tatraiva Bhagaval Kritam. That means Mahatattvam, which was created by Krishna, from Maya comes Mahatattvam. From Maya comes Mahatattvam, and Mahatattvam comes Ahamtattvam. Ahamtattvam is Ahangaram. Then in the same process, this universal form creation also discussed in the second canto, Viral Purusha, that form. And that same thing in three manifestations, Adhyalpam, Adibodham, Adidevam, which is there in the Bhagavad Gita, we talked about that. It's the same thing here also. All that is discussed in the sixth chapter. Krishi Rivacham, Iditasam Sushaktinam, Satinam Asametyasam, Prasupta Lokatandranam Nishamyam Gadimishwaraham, Kalasamyam Tadadevim, Vibrachakti Virukrama, Trayo Vimshaditatvanam, Ganam Yugabada Vishal. So Anupravishto Bhagavam, Cheshta Rubenadam Ganam, Bhinnam Samyojayamasa, Suptam Karma Prabhodayan, Prabuddha Karma Devena Trayo Vimshadigo Gana, Predido Ajanayan Savirmatra Abhidadipurusham. Parena Vishada Sasmin Yatraya Vishwasrigana Chukshobho Nyanyama Sadhyam Yasmin Logas Charajara Hiranmaya Saburusha Sahasrabarival Saran Andagosham Vasap Susarva Sattu Ababram Hida Savai Vishwasrajam Garbo Devagarma Alma Shaktiman Vibhabha Jalma Alpana Megatha Dashatha Tritha Yesha Yashesha Sattvanam Alpam Shabaram Alpana Adhya Avataro Yatraso Bhudagramo Vibhavyate Sadhyalpa Sadi Devascha Sadi Bhutamidi Tritha Viral Prano Dashvedam Ekatha Khrdaye Nacham Smaran Vishwasrajami Shobitya Abhidama Dhokshaja Virajama Badal Adabal Svena Tejasesham Nivurtaye Atatasya Abhidaptasya Kuti Kadichayana Aniha Nirabhidhyanda Devanam Tani Megadada Shrunu Tasya Agnirasyan Narbhinna Logavalo Vishalpadam Vaja Swamshena Vaktavyam Vayaso Pradivadyade Narbhinnam Dalu Viranu Logavalo Vishadhare Jihuayam Shena Jarasamya Sopadibadhyade Narbhini Ashino Nase Vishnu Ravishadam Padam Grani Nam Shena Gandhasya Vrdivati Jyado Bhavel Narbhini Akshani Twashta Logavalo Vishadvipo Chachusham Shena Rubana Vrdivati Jyado Bhavel Narbhina Anyase Jarmani Logabalo Nilo Vishal Prani Nam Shena Samsparsham Yena Sopadibadhyade Karnavasya Vinirbhinu Dishnam Samvivishur Disha Shotre Nam Shena Shabdasya Siddhim Yena Prabadhyade Tojamasya Vinirbhinam Vishur Dishne Moshadi Amshena Roma Bikandum Yaira Sopradibadhyade Medram Vasya Vinirbhinam Siddhishni Akoba Vishal Deda Samshena Yenasa Anandam Radibadhyade Udambam So Vinirbhinam Mitrologe Shama Vishal Payunam Shena Yenaso Visargam Radibadhyade Astavasya Vinirbhinam Vinda Sorpadira Vishal Vartayam Shena Vrishoya Vartim Radibadhyade Padavasya Vinirbhinno Loge Shovishnura Vishal Gatya Samshena Vrisho Yaya Prapyam Radibadhyade Buddhijam Seminar Binam Vagisho Dishnima Vishal Bodhinam Shena Bodhavim Bribatirado Bhavel Hrayam Jasenar Binam Chandrama Dishnevia Vishal Manasam Shena Yena So Vikriam Bribadjade Alpanam Jasenar Binam Himano Vishal Padam Karmanam Shena Yena So Kartavim Bribadjade Satum Jasenar Binam Mahan Dishnu Vavishal Jitinam Shena Yena So Vikyanam Bribadjade Shirshno said Dordara Badhyam Gamnabhi Ubadadhyada Guna Uba Gamnabhi Ubadadhyada Guna Namrtayo Yasho Pradiyande Suradaya Atyandigena Satuena Divam Deva Prabedire Dharam Raja Subhavena Panayo Yajatananu Tartiyena Subhavena Bhagavan Nabhimashrida Ubayorandana Vyoma Erudravashadam Gana Mugudo Vartada Brahma Purushasa Guru Duha Istunmugatwad Varnana Mukyo Bhut Brahmano Guru Bahubhyo vartata kshatram kshatrayasthadanu vrata yoja destrayade varnan paurushakandaka kshadal vishovartandada syorvor logavrtigarir vibho vaishyastadulbho vartam nirnamya samavartayal padbhyam bhagavado yajne shishrusha dharma siddhaye tasyam jada pura shudro yadvrtya tushade hari ede varnasa dharmena yajandi sugurim harim shaddhayalpa vishuddhyartam yajada sahavrtibhi Ezal Shatra Bhagavado, Deva Karmatma Rubina, Kashrata Dhyadubhagartam Yogamayo Bela, Yogamaya Belo Dayam, Athabi Girtayam Yanga Yathamadi Yathashulam, Kirtim Hare Swam, Salkartam Giramanya Pida Sadim, Egandalabham Majasonapumam, Sushloga Molir Gunavada Mahu, Shudeshavidwad Biru Bakradayam, Kathasudaya, Ubasam Prayogam, ആത്മനോസിതോ വത്സാമഹിമാ കവിനാദിന സംവത്സര സഹസ്രാന്തേദിയാ യോഗവിപക്വയാ അതോ ഭഗവതോ മായാമായിനാമഭി മോഹിനി യൽ സ്വയം ജാത്മവർമാൽപാർമാത്മാനവേദകമിതാ പരേ യഥോ അപ്രാപന്യവർത്തന്ത വാജശ്ച മനസാ സഹ അഹം ജാനീ മേ ദേവ തസ്മൈ ഭഗവതേ നമ ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതീ മഹാപുരാണേ തൃതീയ സ്കന്ദേ ഷഷ്ടോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ ഇന്ദ സെവന്ത് സപ്തമേ സംശയ ചേരി പ്രതിനന്ദ്യ മുനേർവജ പുനക്ഷത്രാഗ്ദ നാനാ പ്രശ്ന സമ്യഗ്ദുദിരീത സോ വൈത്രേയ മഹർഷി വെൻ ഹി ആസ്ക് ദിസ് ക്വസ്റ്റ്യൻ വെൻ വിദുര ആസ്ക് ദിസ് ക്വസ്റ്റ്യൻ The way Maitreya Maharshi answered was by talking about creation. Vidura, if we have to know this, we have to start from the creation because there everything has started. We are now in the middle of something and the immediate cause of these problems is not started today. It has started from the creation itself. That is why Saptame Samshaya Chedi Pratinandya Munir Vacha Maitreya Maharshi realized that in order to make Vidura understand the problem where it has begun, he starts from the very beginning. Puna kshatragrada nana prasna samayudirida. That all these questions what Vidura has raised has to be answered in a proper way. Therefore, congratulating Vidura, Maitreya Maharshi started answering. Shri Shuga Vaja evam Dhuvanam Maitreyam Dvaibhayana Sudo Buddha. Pranayan Nivaharatya Vidura Pratyabhashada Vidura Vaja Brahman Kadambhagoda Chinmatra Siyavigarina. ശീൽ ഭഗവാൻ വിശ്വം ഗുണമയ ആത്മമായ തയാ സംസ്ഥാപയത്യൂയ പ്രത്യഭിതാസ്യതി ദേശത കാലതോ യോ യോ സാ അവസ്ഥോന്യത അവിലുപ്തോതാത്മാസയുജ്യതാജയ കഥം ഭഗവാനേകമേവേഷ സർവക്ഷേത്രേഷു അവസ്ഥിത അമുഷ ദുർഭഗത്വം വാ ക്ലേശോ വാ കർമ്മഭിക്കുത ഏതസ്മിന്മേവനോ വിദ്വൻ ഖിദ്യതി അജ്ഞാനസങ്കടേ തന്ന പരാണന്ദ വിഭോ കശ്മലം മാനസം മഹൽ ശ്രീശുഗോവാചാം സ ഇത്ഥം ജ്യോതിനക്ഷത്ര തത്വജിജ്ഞാസനാമുനി പ്രത്യഹ ഭഗവചിത്തസ്മയ നിവഗതസ്മയ ശ്രീ മൈത്രേയോവാച സേയം ഭഗവതോമായ എന്നയേന വിരുദ്ധ്യതേ ഈശ്വരസ്യ വിമുക്തസ്യ കാർപ്പണ്യമുദബന്ധനം യഥർത്ഥേന വിനാമുഷ്യാ പുംസ ആത്മവിപരേയ പ്രതീയത ഉപദ്രഷ്ടോ സ്വശിരശ്ചേതനാധിക യഥാ ജലേ ചന്ദ്രമസ കമ്പാദി സൽകൃതോ ഗുണ ദൃശ്യന്യസന്ന വിദ്രഷ്ടോ ആത്മനോ 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 ഗുണ സവൈ നിവൃത്തിധർമ്മേണ വാസുദേവാനുകമ്പയ ഭഗവത്ഭക്തിയോഗേന തിരോദത്തെ ശനൈരിഹ യഥേന്ദ്രിയോ പോര ഉപരാമോദ ദൃഷ്ടാത്മനി വരേ ഹരോ വിലീയന്തേ തഥാ ക്ലേശു സംസുപ്തസ്യേവ കൃത്സ്നശ അശേഷ സംക്ലേശമം വിദത്തെ ഗുണാനുവാദശ്രവണം മുരാരേ കുത പുനസ്ത ചരണാരവിന്ദം പരാഗസേവരതിരാത്മലബ്ധാ ശ്രീ വിദുരവാചാം സംഛിന്ന സംശയോ മഹ്യം തവ സൂക്താസിന പ്രഭു വിഭോ ഉഭയത്രാഭ്യഗുവന്മനോമേ സമ്പ്രദാവതി സാദ്വൈതദ്വാഹൃതം വിന്ദുൻ ആത്മമായായനം ഹരേ ആവാച്യവാർത്ഥം നിർമൂലം വിശ്വമൂലം നയൽ ബഹി യശ്ച മൂഢതമോലോകേ യശ്ച ബുദ്ധേ പരമഗത താ ഉഭോ സുഖമേതേ ക്ലിശ്യന്തി അത്യന്തരിതോ ജന അർത്ഥാഭാവം വിനിശ്ചിത്യ പ്രതിദസ്യാമി നാൽപന തം ചാമി യുഷ്മചരണ സേവയാഹം പരാണുദേ യൽ സേവയാ ഭഗവതാ കൂടസ്ഥസ്യ മതിദ്വേഷ രതിരാസോ ഭവേ തീവ്ര പാദയോർവ്യസനാർദ്ധന ദുരാപാൽപദവസാ സേവ വൈകുണ്ഠവർമ്മസു എത്രോപഗീയദേന്ദ്യം ദേവദേവോ ജനാർദ്ദന സൃഷ്ടുവാഗ്രേ മഹദാദിനി സവികാരാണ്യനുക്രമാൽ തേഭ്യോ വിരാജമുദ്രത്യ തമനു പ്രവിശദ്വിഭു യമാഹുരാദ്യം പുരുഷം സഹസ്രാംഗ്യൂരുബാഹുകം യത്ര വിശ്വ ഇമേ ലോകാ സവികാസം സമാസതേ യസ്മിൻ ദശവിത പ്രാണ സേന്ദ്രിയാർത്ഥേന്ദ്രിയ സ്ത്രീകൾ ത്രയേരിതോ യോ വർണ്ണ സ്വദ്വിഭൂതിവൃതസ്വന യത്ര പുത്രേശ്ച ഗോത്രേശ്ച നതൃഭി സഹഗോത്രജൈ പ്രജാപിത്രാകൃതയ ആസന്യാഭിരിതം തദം പ്രജാപതീനാം സുമതിശ്ച ക്ലുപ്തീകാൻ പ്രജാപതിൻ സർഗാം ശൈവാനുസർഗാംശ്ച മനൂൻ മനുന്ദരാധിപാൻ ഏതേഷാമയി വംശാംശ്ച വംശാനുജ ഉപരിഷയേലോകാഭൂമേർമിത്രാത്മജാസതേഷാംസ്ഥാംപ്രമാണുണോകസ്യവർണയ്യമാനുഷദേവാനം സരീശ്രനൃപദത്രിണം വർണ്ണാശ്രമവിഭാഗാംശരൂപശീലസ്വഭാവത കൃഷീണം ജന്മകർമാദി വേദസ്യ വികർഷണം യജ്ഞസ്യ വിധാനാനി യോഗസ്യ വത പ്രഭോ നൈഷ്കർമ്മ്യ സാഖ്യസ്യ തന്ത്രം വാ ഭഗവത് സ്മൃതം പാഷണ്ഡപദവേഷമ്യം പ്രതി ലോമനിവേശനം ജീവസ്യ ഗതിയോ യാശ്ചായാവതിർഗുണകർമ്മ ച ധർമാർത്ഥകാമമോക്ഷാണ നിമിത്താന്യ വിരോധത വർത്തായ ദണ്ഡനീ ദേശ ശ്രുതസ്യ വിധിം പൃഥക്
ശ്രാദ്ധസ്യ വിധിം ബ്രഹ്മൻ പിതൃണാം സഖ്യമേവജ ഗ്രഹനക്ഷത്രധാരാണാം കാലാവയവ സംസ്ഥിതിം ദാനസ്യ ദിവസോ വാപിയ ചേഷ്ടാവൂത്തയോ ഫലം പ്രവാസസ്ഥസയോ ധർമ്മയശ്ച പുംസമുദാപതി യേന വാംഭകം സ്തുഷ്യ ധർമ്മയോ നിർജനാർദ്ദന സംപ്രസീദതി വായേഷാം ഏതദാഖ്യാ ഹി ചാനക അനുപ്രദാനം ശിക്ഷ്യാണാം പുത്രാണാം ജുദ്ധിജോത്തമ അനാവൃഷ്ടം വിബ്രോയുർഗുരവോ ദീനവത്സലാം തത്വാനാം ഭഗവം സ്തേഷം കഥിതാ പ്രതിസംക്രമാതത്രയമം കോപാസീനൻ കൂസുദനശേരതേ പുരുഷസ്യ സംസ്ഥാനം സ്വരൂപം വാ പരസ്യ ജ്ഞാനം ച നൈകവും യത്തൽ ഗുരുശിഷ്യ പ്രയോജനം നിമിത്താനുജതസ്യേഹ പ്രോക്താന്യനഘസൂരിഭീ സ്വതോ ജ്ഞാനം കുതപ്പം സംഭക്തിർ വൈരാഗ്യമേവ വാ ഏതാന്മേ പൃച്ഛത പ്രശ്നാൻ ഹരേ കർമ്മ വിവിൽസയ ബ്രൂഹിമേ അജ്ഞസമിത്രത്വാൽ അജയാ നഷ്ടചക്ഷുഷാ സർവേ വേദാംശയജ്ഞശ്ച തപോദായാനി ചനക ജീവ അഭയപ്രധാനസ്യ ന കുർവീരൻ കലാമപി ശ്രീശുഗോവാചായ സൈത്തമാപൃഷ്ടപുരാണകൽപ്പം ഗുരുപ്രധാനേന മുനിപ്രധാനം പ്രവൃദ്ധാർഷോ ഭഗവത്കഥായാം സഞ്ചോദ്യസ്തം പ്രഹസന്നിവാഹ ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പാരമംസ്യം സംവിധായം തൃതീയസ്കന്ധേ സപ്തമോധ്യായ സഹസ്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ സോ Here, Vidura is in Haridwar, and Maitreya Maharshi is talking about what is called Sargam to Vidura. And by Krishna's desire, from Maya, all different tattvams have come, material elements, they have all come. And they joined together and created this universe, Brahmandam, or universe was created. And the predominating deity of this Brahmandam is Brahma, Lord Brahma. And he is also known by another name as Hiranyagarbham. Hiranyagarbha. He is known as Hiranyagarbham, but he is Brahma himself. So, when it was said that Krishna has created all these things, Vidura had some doubts about that. He says that all these things that were created, that not only this Brahmandam or universe, but even this human form. That means how Krishna created in the Samashti all these things and how the individual living entities have come in the Veshti. Veshti means in our level. In the individual level, Veshti. Samashti means in the total creation, how this has happened. And one point Maitreya Maharshi mentions to Vidura that Samashti and Veshti, there is not a big difference. Everything that is in us is in the whole creation. Everything that is in the creation is in us. You can see that. Earth, water, air, ether, fire, the five material elements, is what we are made of. Exactly these five material elements are the only that is present in the whole creation also. There is nothing more new to it than that. So he's explaining there that when you are looking at the whole creation, you start thinking that they are separate from you. Actually, they are not. What is in us is what is there also. Material is not different. And only thing is, our body is one style of combination. We are combined in one way. And each body is different from the other. Different from the other. Separately, they are separate. But in terms of spiritual terminology, when they say, this body is called Pindandam. This body is called Pindandam. And universal egg, or Hiranyagarbham, Brahma is in charge, which is called Andandam. That Andam, golden egg, or what they call as the golden egg in the Bhagavatam also. So he is present there for the whole creation, and it is his body this Brahmandam is. And Brahmandam is him, or Andandam it is called. We are called Pindandam. Pindandam means in a very Veshti form, miniature form. We are present here. There is no difference between Andandam and Pindandam. There is no difference between there. Whatever that is there in that Brahmandam, what is there, is all present in our body as well. And what is present in our body, that's all what is present in the whole creation as well.
So, but there is one small difference there. It is an amazing thing that when we are in the mother's womb, first that process of developing there, mentioned in the third canto, you will see how that kalalam, budbudam, different terminology, how like a small pea it starts and developing the body, senses, and then all the different organs in the body, everything builds up one after the other. How the body grows while we are inside the womb. That's spoken in the third canto. So, then jiva enters into that body, while the body is present inside the mother's womb. Body is present in the mother's womb. While we are there, when the jiva enters into that body, a desire comes to jiva to see things. At that time, two holes comes in this body, in that piece of flesh inside the mother's womb. When the jiva's desire builds up to see, two holes have come, that is the eye. Similarly, when it desires to smell, noses come. And when it that in that way, all the five senses of knowledge had come to us. This is how the development of the pindandam is like this. Brahmandam and pindandam, or andandam, or brahmandam is andandam, or pindandam, the difference is this. That while in the mother's womb, when desire builds up inside, a desire comes, and jiva brings that desire. And it is jiva's desire that creates all the senses to come. Senses are coming back to him, and in that process, first all the five senses of knowledge comes in, and then when it wanted to lift something with the hand, hands have come. And in this way, different senses had come to that pindandam. Otherwise, pindandam is not much different than brahmandam. Pindandam is same. But in pindandam, this one difference, Maitreya Maharshi spoke exclusively to Vidura about it at that point. And in brahmandam also, it happens in a different way. One devotee said, we had all these desires in us. Along with that, these different senses have come, knowledge acquiring senses and working senses, action, senses of action. They also, we wanted that and it came. Only one thing we didn't want. We didn't ask Krishna to give some strength to chant the holy name. That we didn't ask. That was devotee's way of looking at it. He said, these two things, desires if we had, to hear Srimad Bhagavatam and to chant the holy name. These two things we didn't ask. Therefore they didn't come with us. That's why we are like this. So, while we were in the womb, that one thing didn't happen. And therefore this situation has happened. So, we got those senses or those organs or limbs in the body and we didn't get anything more than that, what we have asked. So, we didn't get that. Kobinatvalpadabjem mentions there that hihi me dehamoham tejapavanaburadishayal premahedo gehevite kalatradishidavivashidam tulpadam vismarandi. Very easily we've managed to forget Krishna, who keeps us going. What an unfortunate situation, imagine that. One who has done everything for us, we have forgotten him. So I am vanye shunuva paramiha marado sambradam chakshi karnam tuk jihva gre vishandi avasha iti mada kopina twal padabje. We didn't ask Krishna. We asked Krishna for the senses. He gave us that. But we didn't ask Krishna that give us that strength to remember you all the time. Instead, we just forgot him and came. Left him there and came back. Kobinatval tadabje. So when he said this, when Maitreya Maharshi said this, where things went wrong, because Vidura's question was, why people are working hard for happiness and distress is coming?
This was the question.
Then Vidura himself answered that the problem started with the sinful activities they have done, and the reason for the sinful activities was the vasanas inside. But where did these vasanas come from? So that is the point. Maitreya Maharshi stepped in and told him, the starting of the vasanas is at this point when they accepted this material body in the beginning. At that point itself the problem started, that they asked Krishna for things what they wanted, like the senses, the mind, intelligence, everything. They got all that. Never asked anything to serve Krishna, what was required, Bhagavadam, Bhagavad Gita, or intelligence for that. Nothing was there for chanting the holy name. There was nothing in our, that was not in our list. So therefore Krishna sent us here, and when he said this, when Maitreya Maharshi said that, Vidura got very disturbed. He says to him that my mind is very disturbed. Vidura says the problem is very complicated than what I thought. Vidura thought it is a simple matter. Maitreya Maharshi said, no, it's not so simple. The problem have started long ago. He says to Vidura says to Maitreya, you are saying that Krishna is creating all these things. And Krishna is creating this with the help of Maya, because Maya's help is required for creation purposes. Maitreya Maharshi says, yes, that is true. But even though Krishna is doing all these kind of things, Krishna has no connection with the karma, isn't it? He has no karma connection with what he is doing. There is no connection with the karma. Maitreya Maharshi says, no. Then Vidura says, if it is like that, we are a part of Krishna. Jiva is also a part of Krishna. So, yes, it is. So then how come Jiva gets bound when it is engaged in karma? It's a good question, isn't it? When Krishna created, all these things Krishna has done. Krishna has created everything and Krishna is not bound by anything. He is completely independent, Swaraj, isn't it? Fully independent. But Jiva also is a part and parcel of Krishna. He is doing karma and he is getting bound. Why? That was the question. And he gets rebirth because of that. Because of karma, vasana. Karma vasana means subtle body grows. With the result that you have prarabdham, agamam, sanchidam, the different karma comes from that. Karma vasana builds up, and with the result of karma vasana he has to accept another body again. Transmigration from one body to another, which means punarjanma, again and again accepting another body one after the other. How come that happens only to the jiva, not to Krishna? This was the Vidura's questions to him. And at that time, why does Krishna doesn't get bound by karma? This was the question. Why does Krishna get, these are important questions. Why Krishna doesn't get bound by karma? And even though Jiva, as he said, like Krishna has no relationship with the karma, not bound by karma, why karma binds Jiva? Why karma binds Jiva? So always, Krishna, who is Ishvara, is always in the liberated state. And how come Jiva is always in the bound state? Jiva is in the bound state. What is the reason? I can't understand that. Vidura says to Maitreya. And this was Vidura's main doubt, and that is when Maitreya says to Vidura, you will see there in the ninth chapter what he said, that, sorry, in the seventh chapter you will see the ninth verse, Maitreya says to him that the answer to that, Maitreya vaja seyam bhagavado maya yannayena virudhyate ishwarasya vimuktasya karpanyam udabandhanam. That verse. See, Maitreya Maharshi is agreeing with that. And his answer to that. Interesting question, isn't it? We all have the same question. Krishna is enjoying. Why we are suffering? It's a very reasonable question to ask. And everybody is saying, oh, you are a part and parcel of Krishna. If you are a part and parcel, we should also have the same happiness what Krishna has got. We are thrown here and we are suffering in this way. First of all, we have to know that we are suffering. That's the most important thing. But if we think that we are, oh, I am not suffering,
If you say that, then there's nothing. We don't have to go further and close the chapbook and keep it there. The first thing to recognize that we are suffering. Even in Kali Yuga, even that has to be first made aware of, that we are suffering. That, so that's why this question is important, that Vidura asked this question to Maitreya, that it makes no sense to me why Krishna is put in that situation, I am in that situation. So he says to him that, how come, this is not very clear to me, he says. So, Seyam Bhagavado Maya Yannayena Virudhyate Isharasya Vimuktasya Karpanya Mudabandhanam. It's a very beautiful statement from Maitreya Maharshi. Maitreya Maharshi says here, that how come Ishvara, that means Krishna, how he is not having any problem with karma. He does karma, he is not getting bound, no sinful reactions. But we, any little thing we do, we are in trouble. We are in trouble. And we are both similar. We are saying both are similar, isn't it? We are Satchidanandam, Krishna is also Satchidanandam. Satchidananda Vigraham. We are also Satchidanandam, isn't it? And both is living force, Chaitanyam, living force. So, Maitreya Maharshi says, this is called Maya. This is called Maya. Because, he says, that in that part, if you go into that side, he says, it is sadasmagam anadaya. That question is difficult to answer. Difficult to answer. It's a sadasmagam anadaya. Acharya Swamiji says there, how Jiva has first time came into this situation. That is one difficult question to answer. How we have caught up in this situation where we are now. From which day, from what day this has all started, and from what day this fear of material existence has come to us, and we started experiencing that. If you ask that question, there is no answer to that question anywhere. Anywhere. And well, it is at that time he says there that if you engage in Krishna service, in spiritual life, after a long time, you will realize this. Maitreya Maharshi says to him, that he says there, if you look at the 15th verse, he mentions there, that Vidura is saying there, Sam chinna samshayo mahyam tava suktasina vibho ubhayatravi bhagavan manome sampradhavadi. Manome sampradhavadi means that this understanding that Jiva is suffering, Krishna is not suffering. This you will get clarified inside oneself when one engages in spiritual life for a very long period of time. He will understand it. The intricacy of that question. It cannot be answered in a verbal way. Verbally it cannot be answered that question to anybody. No philosophy in the world give you an answer to this question. Whether it is Advaitam, Dvaitam, Vishishtadvaitam, Ajindya Bhedavaitam, no answer to this question, when did this all start like this? And why? There is no answer to that. But what they all agree is this one thing. If you practice spiritual life for a long period of time, at some point in that spiritual life, you will realize something different. That this suffering, what we call as suffering, is not happening to me. It's happening somewhere else. Due to my ignorance in me, I get trapped in that. But it takes a long time to come to that understanding, realization. That is the problem. So when Maitreya Maharshi answered this to Vidura, Vidura thought about this for a while. He says to him that Ubhayatrabi Bhagavan Manome Sampradavadi. That means, what has he understood? When he asked Vidura, Vidura will say, if you ask Vidura, what have you understood? Vidura says, I've understood what it is. He says, Vidura, if you ask Vidura personally, he will tell you that I've understood that it cannot be understood. That's what I understood. That is what Maitreya Maharshi is saying to him. That do not go in that direction inquiring about it. Why you are suffering? Where did this all start? So,
So there was one sannyasi some time ago. He was a little bit, his mind was a little disturbed also, but he was a sannyasi. And everybody used to, because he used to do some crazy things sometimes, and he will go to people smiling at them and start talking to them. And he will tell them that I'm a doctor, or I'm an advocate, or I'm a lawyer, or something like that, to the people like that. And when you start answering him, he won't listen. He'll walk away from there without answering anything. He'll go away with him. But the way he will ask questions to people who are all very seriously, he will ask, who are you, what are you doing, this, that and the other. When you start answering something, he will walk away from there. He won't listen to what you're going to say to him. So, and whenever he meet up with somebody, he will say, I don't know who you are, I haven't met you before, who are you? He will ask like this. But by the time you start answering, he won't listen, wait to listen to what you're going to say. He will walk away from there. So, because of that, everybody started thinking he is crazy, the way he was acting. After a while, he left that village where he was as a sannyasi, and he left and went away, somewhere else. They didn't see him for a long time. After many years, he came back to that village. So, people started saying, that crazy sannyasi has come back, who used to ask all of us, we don't know who you are, I don't know who are you, who are you? He used to ask like this, isn't it? He has come back. That, but there is a change in him now. People started talking about him. What is the change? Everyone who sees, oh, I have understood who you are. I know who you are. He kept talking like this. Last time he was saying, I don't know who you are. Now he's telling everyone, oh, I know who you are. He's saying in a different way. So, so he says here, four or five people got together and caught hold of him and asked him, earlier you used to say you don't know, you are asking us, you don't know who we are, and now you are telling us all the time that you know who we are. Why this difference? He asked him this question. So, so similarly, in this person was saying that I'm not talking about you, the body, he said. Now I have understood who you are, so therefore I know who you are. That means that he has realization who he is. So, he says that initially I was telling you that I was not able to understand who you are. Now I understood that I won't know who you are, that I will never know you, know who you are. That I have understood now. That's what I'm saying, he said. So, when in our present situation, for example, we think we are all perfect, aren't we? That we have everything, we know what this world is, why we are here, all these things. But all that does to us is, it creates a false feeling inside, what is known as ahankaram, or avidya inside, manifest in us. Some kind of perfection we feel within ourselves, although we are completely imperfect. We are completely imperfect here. We don't know who we are, we don't know why we are here, we don't know where we are going to go from here, we don't know where we came from, absolutely no idea. Still, within ourselves, a false feeling that we know everything. We know everything. So this thing, abhimanam or ahanda ahankaram inside, they are the one who suffers more. Vidura says that here. Look at that verse, Vidura's point. Look at the verse 17. Yascha mutadamo loke, yascha buddhe param gadaha, ta ubhav sukhame klishyati anbirido janaha. Yascha mutadamo loke, yascha buddhe param gadaha. Completely stupid ignorance is not a problem. It's no problem. Yascha buddhe param gadaha. Those who are very intelligent and realized, they also don't have a problem. But 99.9% is this in between people. Ta ubhav sukhame de klishyati andarido janaha. ordinary people neither realized nor in that motadamam loge is neither of them. This in between ones suffers more. He says here, ta ubhau sukhame jede klishyanti atyandarido janaha. He says here, so this is our situation. We are all acting in this world as though we know why we are here. Is it not? We are all acting in this world as though we know why we are here. But it's only an action. It's only a drama we are playing here. We don't know why we are here. We don't know where we are going. We don't know where we have come from. We don't know what we have to do here in this world. We haven't got a clue. But the way we are acting here is, we know everything. What we have to do here, where we are going, where we have come from, and the way we have set up the society is also like that. Everything to give an impression that everything is perfect in the society. That is what Vidura is pointing out here. He says to him, this reply from Vidura pleased to Maitreya Maharshi. Why? Because Maitreya also started seeing that Vidura is talking some sense at last. That to admit that is very difficult for an ordinary person, is it not? But look at Vidura's mood. Vidura is saying to him, yascha mutadamo loge, yascha buddhe param gadaha. These two kinds of people have no problems in this world. Mudhas are mudha. They cannot know anything. They don't care. All they want is some happiness in the senses in this world and die. They are not bothered about it. That is called mudha. Mudha means that category. Who doesn't inquire about anything, who doesn't ask any questions, who has no problems, who is totally happy with the body and the bodily happiness. Practically, those who are like that, they are the most unfortunate people in the sense that they are considered to be those who have just entered into the human species from the animal species. That's the reason for that. That no questions coming inside. Those who have come from the animal species to the human species, they in this birth, the first birth or second birth, whatever, these questions won't come in them. Why we are here? So that is why he is saying that. Yascha mutadamo loke, yascha buddhe param gadaha. And those who have asked this question and got an answer and realized the truth, they are also not in trouble. But this ones in between, which is the maximum number, majority is in that category here. So that is why, because it was for the majority this question was asked, Maitreya Maharshi was very pleased because he likes to answer that question. And he says to Vidura, this seriousness with which you have spoken this, and that is not only important, and if when I am going to start speaking Srimad Bhagavatam to you, he says, in order that this Bhagavatam to have some taste for the people, that these kind of questions create some interest in the people's mind. Therefore, these questions are important. And therefore, these questions makes the Bhagavatam more interesting. Maitreya Maharshi says there. So we'll continue after a few minutes.
Chedo darpanamarjanam bhavamahada vagni nirvavanam shreya kaidava chandriya vidaranam vidyavadhu jivanam anandambudivardhanam pradivada purna amrita swadanam sarvatna subanam varam jayade shri krishna sankirtanam namna amagari bahuda nija sarva shakti dharpida nimida smaranena kala Edadrishi Tavakrava Bhagavan Mamavi, Durdeva Midrishamiha Janina Nurangaham, Tranaravi Shurijena Taravarabi Sahishuna, Amani Namana Dena Kirtani Yasada Hari, Madanam Najanam Nasundarim Kamidamba Jagadishakamai, Janmani Janmani Shuri, Bhavadad Bhakti Rahai Dugitvai, Ainandanu Jagingaram Padidamam Shame Bhavam Budo, Kabaya Tava Pada Banga Jastida Doli Sadrasham Vichindaya Nayanam Gadada Shudhareya Vadanam Gadgadirudhaya Gira Pulakar Nichidam Gadava Bota Vannaman Grahane Bhavishyadi Yuga Idam Nimeshena Chakshusha Pravisha Idam Shunya Idam Jagal Sarvam Govinda Virahe Name
അശ്ലിഷ്യവാ പാദരതാം ഭിനഷ്ടു മാം അദർശനാം മർമഹതാം കരോതു വാ യഥാതഥാ വാ വിധതാ വിലംബിനോ അൽപ്രാണനാഥാസ്തു നയേവ നാപരാം. Maitreya Maharshi, seeing this doubt what Vidura has raised, appreciated that question, and he says to them that the question is very important, he said, because gives the example that suppose you are having a feast and the person who is serving the feast, if he is very liberal, then you will enjoy eating. But if he is very miserly in serving the feast, then you will also won't feel like eating, isn't it? So, similarly, that Krishna Vidura says here then, that this question what you have raised requires a very big answer, he says. So, and this such a question can only come from a person who has thought about it very deeply. Otherwise such a question won't come from somebody. He says here, you can see that in the 8th chapter, in the 5th verse, so sardhanyudardrai so jadakala apai upasprashandas charano madhanam palpam yadarchandahi rajakanyam sa premanana bilibir varartham. That Vidura has a bad name. Bad name means they call him. You see that word there in the 8th chapter. It says upasprashanda charanobadhanam, Krishna's pillow. Krishna's pillow. Who gave this name? The Kauravas. Krishna used to put his feet in Vidura's lap. And therefore they say, used to, because it's considered to be that in a denigrating way, addressing Vidura in that way, is Krishna's pillow. In a sort of ridiculing way, they used to speak. So they gave this name to him, Charanobadhanam. Prashanda Charanobadhanam, one used as a pillow. And in course of time, that name has become very honorable for Vidura. Devotees used to admire Vidura being that situation, whereas Duryodhana and all others gave that name with the intention of ridiculing him. So, in other words, where Krishna's left his feet, pillow for the feet, in that way. So, this name has fallen on Vidura, and normally if you are serving Krishna in some way, materialists will give you a name, in some name like that, to make you feel bad, in a ridiculous way. So, that has happened to many, many devotees in the past. When they have taken spiritual life seriously, the family members, the society and all will give some name to them in a insulting way. So, similarly, this name for Vidura was given in that way. But devotee will take it as a good fortune, isn't it? If somebody says that you are Krishna's pillow for the feet, Krishna's feet, that's considered to be a very honorable position for a devotee. So, sometimes when Vidura was living in Hastinapur, while he was in the middle of all this, all that problems there, among the Duryodhana and Kauravas and all the other personalities, big men were involved there, Sometimes he used to get so disgusted and frustrated with them, so he will run away from there for a short period of time. He will go to Dwaraka to see Krishna, to have some association with him, so that he doesn't have to be in the middle of all what was going on in Hastinapur. So he will go there and spend some time with Krishna and come back, so that he will feel some refresh inside, some spiritual alignment. And just like it happens to all of us, isn't it? When you live in householder life, after a while, when it gets too much on your nerves, you just want to go away from there, isn't it? Go and do something else, somewhere else. It happens. So you'll go either on visiting somebody or travel somewhere else or go somewhere else to get some relief from that. Similarly, Vidura also went to Dwaraka in that way to escape from the miseries in Hastinapur. So when Krishna came to know that Vidura is coming there, what Krishna used to do was that Vidura by birth is a Shudra, isn't it? So normally you would have expected that Vidura is not to be so closely connected with the higher Kshatriyas in that way. But Vidura had always this feeling inside, I'm born in that, an inferiority complex in Vidura's heart for being born as a Shudra, but how to mix with the higher society. That difficulty was there. So therefore, when Vidura came to see Krishna in Dwaraka, he was always very careful while speaking and in his manners in dealing with the royal family members there. So before arriving there, Vidura will have a very very subdued look in him and spoke in a very controlled way, that not to be offensively or any questioning anyone. But so at that time, when Krishna saw Vidura coming, Krishna used to tell Rukmini about it. He says to Rukmini that Vidura is coming, he's at the doorstep, go and open the door. And Rukmini, while massaging the feet of Krishna, will get up from there, and then Vidura comes in, and Vidura used to massage Krishna's feet. Vidura used to massage Krishna's feet. So that time, Krishna used to say to Vidura, last few days I have been thinking about you, he said, and I wanted to see you, I'm feeling some pain in my leg. Krishna is saying to Vidura, I don't know what it is. I heard that you are very good in massaging the feet, and therefore if you can massage my feet for some time, it will be very nice. And you have to remember asking Mahalakshmi to move away. Rukmini is Mahalakshmi, isn't it? Asking Lakshmi to move away and asking Vidura to take over from that. So Vidura, while massaging Krishna's feet in that ecstatic mood, because he was such a great devotee, from sometimes tears will come from Vidura's eyes and fall at Krishna's lotus feet. On Krishna's lotus feet. And when that, it is from there that this name Vidura received. Sahasra Shirn Swardhunya Dadre Sujada Kalabai Tapas Prashandas Charanobadhanam. Sahasra Shistas Charanobadhanam. Maitreya Maharshi says, it's not at all surprising, a person like you who have massaged Krishna's feet and shed tears on Krishna's lotus feet has got interested in Srimad Bhagavatam in this way. It's not at all surprising, Maitreya Maharshi says to him. And only then that this kathashravanam, hearing, can become serious. Depends a lot upon the person who is questioning. So, what we have to understand, the seriousness in hearing Srimad Bhagavatam and that genuine interest and that serious absorption in Bhagavatam is only possible when there is sufficient Shraddha inside, and that Shraddha comes from Krishna's grace, Krishna's mercy it is. So, only those who had the good fortune or had the genuine surrender to Krishna, to serve Krishna, they will get that interest in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So, that means Katha Shraddha, or Shraddha to hear Katha, will only happen to that person who has such a jiva, who has surrendered to Krishna in that way. So he says here, he says to Vidura, he's going to talk about the origin of the Brahmandam or the universe. And earlier he has spoken a little bit in the last canto, isn't it? There is this 14 planetary systems, all those things were spoken in the Viral Swarupam in the last chapter. In there is heavenly planets, the middle planetary system like the Earth and all others, and in the lower planetary system, those three planetary systems were spoken. This is the format of the Brahmandam or universe. And Brahma is the Adidevada of this predominating deity of this Brahmandam. And from Lord Vishnu's navel, the lotus flower has come out, and in that, that means that lotus flower that comes from the navel of Vishnu is taken as the Brahmandam. That is where when it is shown in the pictorial form, that a navel, a lotus flower is coming, and the lotus flower expands, and in that Brahma is sitting there. What it is representing to us is that the universe, what we are talking about in this universe, in the creation, Brahma is the predominating deity. That impression to create in us, it's spoken in that way. So this lotus flower and all is a kalpana. It is not that if you start thinking that there is a lotus flower somewhere like that and Brahma is sitting in that, then that will cause problem. It is a kalpana. Kalpana means it's a certain assumptions like that to make it easier for us to comprehend that. So a navel, from the navel the stem and the lotus flower, Brahma sitting there. And that Brahma is a predominant, the lotus flower itself is this Brahmandam, is creation itself. So, and in that Brahma is sitting there, and Brahma is asking, who am I? Where did I come from? And what do I have to do? He doesn't know anything at that moment. And so, we are talking about from Brahma's first day now. Not our first day, Brahma's first day. So, and all what we are reading here now in this, that the story is what has happened in the Brahmas prior to this Brahma, who is present now. So, this is the opinion of different commentators on this. There is a lot of things. In this Brahma, in whose 28th Chaturyugam, in this day of Lord Brahma, in the 28th Chaturyugam, Brahma's night time is over, and then the next daytime has started. And this is that daytime where we are now. Brahma has crossed 50 years life, and you can see that 1000 Chaturyugam, that means Kritam Treda Dwabaram Kali, 4 Yugams is 1 Chaturyugam, 1000 Chaturyugam makes 1 day of Lord Brahma. And similarly, 1000 of these Chaturyugam makes 1 night of Lord Brahma, and Brahma has finished 50 years of his life in this way. He is on the 51st year, and in that 51st year, when he started creation, it is that story that is spoken here. When we read this Bhagavadam, we have to remember it in that way. What has happened is not what is spoken here. What has happened in the previous Brahma's time and previous Chaturyugams and all that, that's not mentioned. In particular reference to this Brahma, he is on his 50 years have gone. It is on the 51st year. In the first day, when he started his creation, that is the story what is spoken here. So, so Brahma is getting ready for creation. That means we can imagine, less like our day is a very short day, isn't it? 12 hours. That too get shortened in the winter, but in the summer we have little bit longer time. So, Brahma is just ready to start his creation. That's where it is at the moment. And he is sitting there in that lotus flower, and Brahma cannot remember about the creation, what he did in the previous day, which was long ago, many, many years before that. Because Brahma sleeps very well. He gets good sleep, and he has slept for a very long period of time. So he's not able to remember what he created in the last day of his life. So, he knows that he has to do something, but how he did all that, he doesn't remember. Where did I come from? And he got down through that stem of that lotus flower, went down a lot to find out what he has to do. But he couldn't make out anything from that. Again he came up in the stem upwards and came back to the lotus flower. So, and when he is sitting there, Brahma sat there. At that time he heard that word, tapa tapa, the two letters, to perform penances and everything will be okay. And accordingly, but he doesn't know whom he has to serve. He has to serve somebody, but whom he has to serve, he didn't know that. So that is why Brahma closed his eyes and sat there and completely meditated in the meditation. He sat down with closed eyes. It was at that time that 10,000 years have gone in this way. Brahma's 10,000 years have gone in that way in meditation. And it is after that he starting his creation. He's starting his creation. What you have to remember here is, creation means karmam. That's first thing. Without karmam, srishti cannot happen. So just like when we want to start karmam, karmam requires capital also, isn't it? Some kind of investment is required there. So what is that investment? This is why this story is spoken in this way is, when we enter into karmam in this world, just like Brahma performed penances and acquired that tapas for creation purpose. Similarly, for human species also, when they enter into this world and engaging in karmam, prior to that, they should perform tapas, austerities and penances, serve Krishna and please Krishna. After that only, they should enter into the field of karmam. It is that lesson spoken in a very subtle way through Brahma here to us. The purpose of saying this here is to tell us that without pleasing Krishna, without serving Krishna, without having that relationship with Krishna, if we enter into the field of karmam, that karmam can turn out to be vikarmam, or that karmam which will bind us. In such a way it can happen. So first thing is, in life, is to get Krishna's mercy or Krishna's grace. That is why Bhagavatam has spoken that. But that samskaram or culture has gone. It's not there anymore, isn't it? So this is all an example to show to us that if our karmam is based on our vasanas, that karmam will cause problems. Whereas if the karmam is based after it pleasing Krishna, that karmam will not create difficulties for us later. So, because of that, that thing is spoken here, that Brahma started his karmam and the history behind that. So, that is why in the next canto you will see that Brahma, because he took Krishna's shelter and entered into creation, Sargam came out okay. In Sargam there was no complications. Everything ended up in the proper way. When we start karmam without Krishna's grace, what will happen? To show to us is the fourth canto, what is called Visargam. In Visargam, what you find? Daksha Prajapati story. Remember that? Daksha started his karmam, sacrifices. Why did it all go wrong? He is a Prajapati after all, is it not? He is a Prajapati. Prajapati means one who has been authorized by Brahma to have creation. Brahma's creation all went smoothly. Daksha Prajapati's creation all went wrong. To show to us that like the way Brahma followed creation, the same way Brahma expects us also to follow the same path. Please Krishna first and then engage in creation, not otherwise. Otherwise it can all end up in great disaster. What happened to Daksha Prajapati? He lost his head at the end, isn't it? He became offensive. And offensive in the sense that he had the audacity even to question Mahadeva, Parameshwara, Shiva. And went up to the extent of offending him. And not only in that process, Sri Parvati gave up her body. So many unfortunate things happened. And finally, Daksha himself had to come down. He was a Prajapati in the beginning, Daksha Prajapati. Among all the Prajapatis out of the 10, he was the most intelligent person also. That is why he was given the highest responsibility. He was the head of all the Prajapatis and he fell. He got so degraded that he had to change his body. He had to walk around with a goat's head one whole lifetime by offending Mahadeva. And then in the next life also he had difficulties. He had problem with Narada Maharshi. That vasana inside for not pleasing Krishna, how it built up within Daksha in that way and caused problem for himself later. All that is spoken in the fourth canto. That is why this third and fourth canto, there is a relationship like this. Third canto is, if everything is dependent on Krishna, and if the creation goes, everything goes smoothly. There won't be problems. But if you separate yourself from Krishna, and take your own independent decisions, without serving Krishna, if you want to work in this world on your own, and engage in karma independently, the after effect of that karma could be disastrous. Which what has happened to Daksha. So, he says here that Daksha Prajapati's story is like that. So Daksha Prajapati is the first person who has started this. So, after 10,000 years, Krishna revealed to Brahma the Vaikuntha planets to him within his heart. Not physically transported him. Inside, everything is revealed. Everything is revealed to him. And so Krishna, whom he was inquiring after, here it is mentioned as Narayana, not as Krishna, as Narayana, who was inquiring after, that Narayana's position in the Vaikuntham, he has seen within himself. So, therefore, this is how Brahma is seeing. Brahma is not taken anywhere else to Vaikuntham, but within himself, he is seeing Narayana inside. So, where is Krishna present? Krishna is present in everyone within themselves. That's where he is present there. So also to tell us, Krishna is not someone whom you have to inquire outside. Inquiry has to be inside. Inquiry has to be inside. So because if you have succeeded in seeing Krishna inside, you'll be able to see Krishna everywhere. But if you have not seen Krishna inside any time, then you're not going to see Krishna anywhere outside. Every time in the Bhagavatam, you will see this repeatedly spoken. Dhruva saw it inside. Prahlada saw it inside. Parishit saw it inside. Everyone sees Krishna inside first. After seeing Krishna inside, it is later that you see Krishna everywhere else. Everywhere else. So, sometimes people say, what is the necessity to go to the temple? After all, Krishna is inside. But people say like that also. But, and in the Upanishads, it is spoken also like that. That is also misunderstanding because that he has not understood it properly. Because if he has not seen Krishna inside, where is he going to see outside? He is asking that why should I go to the temple to see Krishna? What is there? Krishna is inside after all. Krishna is inside as well as outside. The fact that if you have seen him inside, if you go to the temple, you will see Krishna there, outside also. But that is why in the Lila Sahasranam there is a verse there, Antarmukha Samaradhyam Bahurmukha Sudurlabha. Antarmukha Samaradhyam. If you are inward looking, you will see him there. But only if your attention is all in the world outside, it's very difficult to see the truth. Antarmukha Samaradhyam Bahurmukha Sudurlabha. Outside looking person won't find it there. So, looking inwards is more important than looking outside. That inward looking nature, that is what he is saying here. That it's no point in blaming anyone about that because seeing Krishna inside is the first priority. But, and then after seeing, if he is known to us that Krishna is inside, then wherever you go, you will find Krishna elsewhere. Krishna is saying everywhere he is present there. Brahma is saying here, asking Krishna for permission to create. That's the first thing he did. Millions and millions or billions of living entities is sleeping, lying in ignorance. That's what is the state before creation. They all go back to Brahma and dissolves there in him. And they all have to be given a material body, isn't it? And if they are given that body, then they can serve you.
Brahma is saying to Krishna, if they have the eyes, they can see you, and if they have the tongue, they can chant your holy name. If they have the feet, they can circumambulate the temple. So everything they required, senses, they require the senses, and they can serve you, and the jiva can reach that status of liberation. But for that, they require a body, a gross body, isn't it? And particularly, they require a human body for that. So, that is why you will see this devotee saying, Kashtate Srishti Cheshta Bahudara Bhava Khedaha Jiva Bhaja. When you have created living entities, Krishna created all these living entities, everybody asks this question, why have you given them a body like this, a gross body? Because what happened after creation, if you think about it, as soon as we were created and this gross body is given to us, all our attention and shraddha has fallen on the body. From that day started looking after this body. And see how our intelligence has been completely lost at that moment. The very day we were given this gross body, from that day onwards, our attention, which was not in the body before, fell on the body. And from that day onwards, all we are doing this paracetamol and paracetamol and paracetamol, day after day after day. What else are we doing here? If not that, something else. Whatever it is, the whole attention is on the body, and from that the misery started. This is how Maitreya Maharshi said to him. That is where the problem started. You asked for it, you got it, and now this has happened. So why this body? Kashtade Srishti Cheshta. Then it is a very unfortunate thing that this creation has happened. In this way, they analyzed it. That creation happened and therefore misery started. But if this creation has not happened, what would have happened? That's another question. Kashtade Srishti Cheshta Bahudarya Bhava Khedaha Jiva Bhaja Ityevam Purvamalo Jidama Jidamayam Naiva Madhya Bijane. That human body, when it is given to us, immediately because we got absorbed in the body, we started suffering with that. But no jail, otherwise, no jail jiva kadhamva. In this body, there is also something better you can do with this body. But unfortunately, our attention didn't go that way. That is our misfortune. What is that? With this same body, you can serve Krishna. That opportunity is there with this body. No chel jiva kadhamva madhura dharamidam todvabhus chidra sardram netrai shrotrai shamitva paramarasa sudham bodhi pure rameran. That this body has got one capacity. If you have the nice eyes to see Krishna with these eyes, this is a good fortune. To engage in Krishna service, to serve Krishna, the senses possible, prasadam, everything, to chant the holy name, to study Srimad Bhagavatam, to study Bhagavad Gita, all that is only possible if we have the senses. Otherwise, how could we do that? So, there is a positive side to this body also, that is, this body can be utilized properly. If it is used in the proper way, it can help us also for escaping from this once for all. So, both these things, Maitreya Maharshi spoke while he spoke to Vidura. So, because devotees have discussed all these things with Krishna before, when devotees get into trouble all the time, isn't it? They suffer more in this world than anybody else. Devotees have always experiencing problems because, as I said, if a misery comes in life, misery comes in life in different forms. And we may misunderstand when trouble comes. Krishna sends misery one after the other. That great personality, Ramatirtha, Swami Ramatirtha, he used to say this in a very nice way. He said, every distress that comes is a letter from Krishna to make you aware of the importance of spiritual life. And if you look carefully in the letter, he says you will see Krishna's signature at the bottom of every misery that comes from Krishna. To make us aware that only this is the process possible by which that ahangaram inside, what we have, will go. He has to keep beating us all the time in one way or the other till
it is brought into some state where we will accept Krishna's authority and take to Krishna consciousness seriously. So therefore, one after the other distress comes in life. The point is that the purpose of all that is, Krishna is not doing this for any other reason except that he understands that if without this distress, it won't happen. It won't happen. See, for example, a person who is always happy in life, always happy, everything is plenty of money, plenty of facilities in life, life is going on. Do you think he will read Srimad Bhagavatam one day? There is no possibility. He won't even look at it. It's not possible. So that state is a very dangerous state, that in the human life, in a short period of time, 50, 60, 70 years, whatever it may be, and after a while even he gets bored with the so-called happiness from this world. Everybody gets bored here, one way or the other. So, problems of this world, what we feel is happiness, what we think about, is not the exactly desirable situation. Actually, when miseries comes in life one after the other, the intention behind that is that Krishna has showing some consideration to us, that somehow or the other let this jiva escape from this, look for or turn towards spiritual life and try to find a way out from this situation. So you can see there misery everywhere when you look around, devastation in different forms, starvation, poverty, and heavy diseases, war-torn miseries everywhere, massive amount of people migrating from one country to another, which you can see the after effects of wars, and people are struggling and suffering in all this, in the middle of all that. And when you look at all that, you start realizing why Krishna has created all these things, isn't it? So Krishna say, that is the question. Well, so Krishna has answered that in the Bhagavatam, that when you have distress like that, only then you will take my shelter. Otherwise you won't. It is very difficult to convince someone who is happily situated in life the importance of Krishna consciousness. It is impossible, practically impossible to convince. That is why anyone who is satisfied in making money or name or fame or any other material pleasures, to convince that person the importance of Krishna consciousness, everybody is not in this world asking questions. Like we say, I was asking questions, I got all the answer. It doesn't happen in that way. If you look at every devotee, every jnani, you will see this, how much they have suffered in their life before that spiritual waking up inside has happened to them. It is not easy. Krishna says this also in every book you will find there. Soyam kaleya kalo jayati muraribo yatra sangeetana adye snehas dvesha anurage prabhuti viradule ashrame yoga bedehi artim tirtha samaswam amrita padamagu sarvada sarvaloge. That arti means this distress condition. That is what makes a person to turn into spiritual life seriously. Only that person, because that makes a person to look inwards. Otherwise you won't look. You'll be busy with the world outside, organizing this, organizing that. But when misery comes in life, we become inward looking. And Krishna knows more than anyone else. Therefore, when Krishna decides to take somebody on board, it is then that he sends these messages one after the other in the form of misery. That is Krishna's message to us. Anyone who receives that such miserable state in life, one after the other distress comes in life, we have to understand that Krishna is showing some consideration for us. Those who have happily situated in life with material opulences, wealth, and name, fame, whatever material happiness they are, it is impossible for them to turn to Krishna consciousness. It's not possible. So, that is it. No jail jiva kadhamma. Jiva will have what opportunity otherwise he has got to take to Krishna consciousness if the miseries don't come in their life. So, and if that miseries have not happened to them, they would not have become pure devotees. Would they? You look at all the great devotees who have appeared in Maharashtra. All of them. Tukaram, Namadev, Yanishwar. If you look into their history and start reading them, the way the society treated them, the families treated them, how much they had to go through in their life. And this is not only in their case. Look at Tyagaraja Swamiji's case. What happened? Everybody has rejected them. Whole family, society, everybody rejected them. And that has made them to realize that the truth is something beyond than what we are now living here. What we live here. So that opportunity to serve Krishna, to take to Krishna consciousness, that doesn't happen easily. And human body is necessary to engage in that. So therefore, that is why he also mentions this, isn't it? Who? Rishabhadev says this in the Bhagavadam. He says, Vidbhujaye tabo divyam putragayena sattvam shuddhye dasmal brahma saukhyam tvanandam. First verse. Nayam deho deha bhajandraloge kashtan kaman arhade vidbhujamye tabo divyam putragayena sattvam shuddhye asmat brahma saukhyam tvanandam. That the purpose of this is that ahara niharam, eating, sleeping, all these things, these are the happiness of this world, isn't it? Sleeping well and eating well and recreations, all these things. That for that purpose, to use a human body for that is the most abominable thing to do. Because this body has much higher capacity in that. It is underutilized when you use the body for that purpose. That is the principle. In Bhagavadam, whenever this tapasa is spoken about, you will notice this, that austerities and penances and all other spiritual activities is meant to create this understanding inside. Life is meant for tapasa. Life is meant for tapasa. Tapasa means what? Tapasa does not mean just starving for fasting or waking up morning, early morning. That is not the only tapasa. Real tapasa is when distress is coming in life, able to hold it and suffer through that and come out of it. And then able to burn inside when misery comes in life, that is called tapasa. Tapasa, these tapasa what we have structured in our life, like for example, Ekadashi fasting. Oh, I have performed a big penance, I am not eating grains today. Instead, I got all the best apples and the juices and everything because I am on a fruit diet now. Because I'm such a severe austerity I'm performing. I'm not eating anything. I'm not eating grains, Prabhu. I'm on a Ekadashi fasting today. That is something penances for the body and some penances for the mind. That is nothing. Real austerities and tapasas, when Krishna puts us in the most awkward situations in life, able to accept it as Krishna's prasadam, and live in this world, that is tapasya. And that is the tapasya which will purify us more than all this Ekadashi and all other fasting what we do. We are thinking the other way. If you want to understand bhakti, you have to listen from Prahlada. Prahlada will tell you all these things very nicely. He explains there. He says these things. You see, bhakti is always in the bhava mandalam, in the field of bhavam, isn't it? It is not something imposed upon you by rules and regulations. That bhakti is only to keep you in a particular discipline. That's all, nothing more than that. For example, waking up in the early morning, say 3 o'clock, I got up so early today, and making it as an issue that how strong I am spiritually is nothing compared to a devotee who is accepting all the miseries of life and still able to stay in Krishna consciousness. That is bhakti. That is bhakti. Not the that you got up early in the morning or you chanted 16. That is nothing compared to what you can accept from when Krishna gives you the misery one after the other with the whole purpose of purifying ourselves in that way. Able to accept that without complaining to Krishna and able to stay in Krishna consciousness, that's bhakti. Otherwise, where is the bhakti? That you will understand when you read through Prahlada Stuti, Prahlada's glorifications, you will notice one thing. Prahlada has not spoken once even about chanting the holy name, reading Srimad Bhagavatam, fasting on Ekadashi, waking up in the morning, going for Mangalarati, or going on Sankirtanam. Nothing is spoken. Everything is centered around this one understanding. That why Prahlada has been, Prahlada was tortured so much.
by Hiranyakashipu. How can Prahlada manage to handle that? How was he able to survive through that? Purely because of this. That Prahlada says there, in the Bhagavatam you will see there, Prahlada Sudhi is all mentioned about that. He says, bhakti is this capacity, devote, that is also the indication of surrender inside. Surrender means this, that when Sharanagadi, when it is discussed, Sharanagadi, to one extent, Sharanagadi is the best of all. Of all the different, for example, we have the 9 processes of devotional service, Navadha Bhakti. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Alpanivedanam. So, after executing the 8, these 8 are what you do on your own. Alpanivedanam is something happens to you by Krishna's grace, isn't it? Alpanivedanam happens in that way. You cannot do it. It has to happen from Krishna's side. How does Alpanivedanam happen? That's the question. Alpanivedanam happens when you are pushed by Krishna. Krishna has to push you for that. Only then Alpanivedanam will happen. The other 8 you can do on your own. Carry on doing things. Practice it, practice it. But the 9th one, unless you are pushed, it won't happen. Which is Alpanivedanam. So Alpanivedanam is another form of Sharanagadi. Isn't it? Sharanagadi is another form. Higher than this Sharanagadi is something more. What is that? That a devotee has surrendered to such an extent to Krishna that Krishna feels the necessity to take care of him, which is the last thing. There is nothing after that. That is, that means that instead of from our side doing anything, a stage comes, Krishna seeing the jiva's condition, decide to come and pick us up from here and take care of us after that. And that is the even higher than the Sharanagadi. Sharanagadi finishes at one point that you are surrendering, surrendering, surrendering to a large degree. But a stage comes when Krishna recognizes that you are willing to surrender to such a degree. Bhakti means nothing but surrender. Sadhana bhakti is different. Sadhana is all to keep us in a discipline. There finishes sadhana. Sadhana's role is over. But that parabhakti, what is spoken in the Bhagavadam, what Prahlada talks about, what Krishna talks about in the Bhagavad Gita, is this, where where surrender comes to that level, even in spite of the fact that whatever Krishna has given to him in life, in the form of distress, he has accepted everything without complaining, and finally seeing the desperate state of that jiva, Krishna comes down to take care of him after that. And that is that state what he is talking about. So here, you can see here that that this is possible, and this is possible only in the human form. This Sharanagadi, surrender, is only possible in the human form. Why? Because other bodies are not capable of doing that. They just don't have that understanding what human body can capable of doing that. So, whereas Rishabhadev says there that if the body was only meant for eating, sleeping and all other gratification, then better than this human body is to have some other body which is much more powerful in doing that, which has got much more sensual strength, like the boar or the swine or whatever. That is, where there is an opportunity to enjoy in a much higher level than what a human body is capable of doing that. Because the subtleties of the human body, they don't have it. The animal bodies don't have the subtleties of that. So therefore, and they can eat anything they want, they can do whatever they like, anything, whichever they like that. They can sleep anywhere, they can have their relationships with opposite sex and whichever way they like it. So therefore, human form, human body has a special purpose and a special benefit from that. And in order to create that, understanding that human body is different from the other bodies and it has a special significance, in order to stress that point, is all these stories are spoken there. So, he gave this concession to Brahma and told him to create
And that is why that you will see that permission for Brahma to create is in the first verse. Tene Brahma Hridaya. Brahma Hrida entered into Brahma's heart, and therefore Brahma is also addressed as Vedagarbham. Vedagarbha means Tene Brahma Hrida. That means through Krishna's Sangalpam, it's all Krishna's Sangalpam. It is Krishna thinks something and that happens. That Brahma got that instinct to create, and accordingly his creation started based on the Vedam. Vedam is the basis on which Brahma started creation, and that process is being discussed in the next two chapters. 10th and 11th is about that. So that we'll see that now. Eighth chapter. Ashtame samabhul Brahma nabhestu jalashayinam tavajayan jale bibhil tapasat oshayan vibhum. From that is that Brahma has appeared from the lotus flower of Narayana, and without knowing the reason why he has been created, but he performed his penances and pleased Krishna. All that is spoken in this 8th chapter. Maitraya Vacha Salseveni Yobada Purivam Shoyal Logavalo Bhagaval Pradhanam Vabhu Videhajda Kirti Malam Pade Pade Nutanayasya Bhishnam Sohamdranam Shulla Sukhaya Dukham Mahal Gadanam Miramayatasya Pravartaye Bhagavadam Puranam Yadaha Sakshal Bhagavan Rishibhyam Asina Murvyam Bhagavanda Madhyam Sangarshanam Deva Magunda Sattvam Vivil Savastatumada Parasyam Kumara Mukhyamana Yoyna Prachan Someva Dishnim Bahumana Yendam Yam Vasudeva Abhidama Manandi Pratyagraksham Buja Kosham Yesham Unmila Yendam Vibhato Dayaya Sordhanyudardre Sajadakalabai Upasprashanda Charano Bhatanam Palpam Medarchandihira Jaganyam Sapremadana Abilivir Varartha Muhur Granando Vajasanuragam, Skalpadena, Sakranidatya, Kirida Sahasra Prani Pravegam, Pradyodi Dodhama Fana Sahasram, Proktam Kalaidal Bhagavatamene, Nurti Dharma Abhiratayatena, Sanal Kumara is a Chaha Prishna, Sankhya in a Yanka Dhrita Pradaya, Sankhya in a Paramaham Samukyo, Vivachamano Bhagavad Vibhudi, Jagada Sosmal Guravin Vidaya, Parasharaya, the Brahaspadescham. Provacha Mahim Sabhaya Dayarukto Munipulasena Purana Madhyam Soham Tavaidal Kathayami Valsam Shradhalave Nityamanu Pradaya Udaplavam Vishamidanda Dasi Denidrayami Nyamilayal Ahindatal Pedishayana Megam Pradakshana Swatmarado Niriha Sonda Sharir Arpida Buddha Sushram Kalal Migam Shakti Mudirayanam Uasadasmin Salile Padesve Yathanalo Daruni Udhaviriyaha Chadru Yuganam Jasahasram Apsu, Sopan Sayodi Ritaya, Sashaktya, Kalakhaya Sadi the Karmatandro, Lokana Bida and the Dershe, Sodehe, Tasyartha Sushma, Pinivishta Dreshte, Andargador Torejasa, Taniyan, Gunena Kala Nugadena Vidham, Sushmim Sada Vidyan Apideshal, Sabal Magosha Sahasoda Dishtal, Kalena Karma Pradipotanena, Sorojishatal Salilam Vishalam, Vidyodayan Markam Yualpayoni. Taloga Valpam Sueva Vishnu, Pravi Vishal Sarvaguna Vabhasam, Tasmin Soyam Vedamayo Vidhada, Soyam Bhuam Yasmam, Soyam Bhuam Yam Smavadandi Sobhul, Tasyam Jambhuru Hakarnigaya, Avastido Logam Abashyamanam, Parikraman, Yomni Vivurta Netram, Shatwari Lebhe Nidisham Mukhani, Tasma Duganda Shusanava Kurnam, Jalor Mijarkal Salilad Virutam, Ubasha Kunjamiloga Tatum, Atmanam Adha Vidadadi Deva,
ഏതൽക്കുതോവാബ്ജമനന്യദപ്സോസ്തിഹ്യതസ്ഥാദിഹകിഞ്ചനൈദ്യതിഷ്ഠിതം യത്ര സദാനുഭാവ്യം സൈത്ഥമുദ്ദീഷതദബ്ജനാളം നാഡീവിരന്തർജലമാവിവേഷം നാർവാകരസ്ഥലഘരനാളനാളം നാഭിം വിചിന്യം സ്തദവിന്ദതാജാഹ തമസ്യ ഭാരേ വിദുരാത്മസർഗം വിചിന്യതോ ഉൽസ്മഹാം സ്ത്രിമേ സ്ത്രേമീ യോ ദേഹവാചാം ഭയമീരയാണ പരിഷണോത്യായുരജസേഹേതി ശനേർജിതശ്വാസനിവൃത്തചിത്തോഷീതദാരൂഢസമാധിയോഗ കാലേന സ്വജപുരുഷായുഷാഭി പ്രവൃത്തയോഗേന വിരൂഢബോധ സ്വയം തദന്തഹൃദയേവ ഭാദ അപശ്യദാപശന്നയപശ്യദയെന്ന പൂർവം മൃണാളഗൗരായ ദശേഷഭോഗം പര്യങ്കമേഷം പുരുഷം ശയാനം ഫണാദപത്രായുധമൂർദ്ധരത്നം ദ്വിബിർഹതദ്വാന്തയുഗാന്തതോയേ പ്രയക്ഷാം ക്ഷിപന്തം ഹരിതോമലാദ്രേ സദ്യാഭ്രനീവേരുരുക്മമൂർധ രത്നോധാരൗഷധിസൗമനസ്യ വനസ്രജോവേണുഭുജാംഗ്രിപാംഗ്രേ ആയാമദോ വിസ്തരതസ്വമാനം ദേഹേ ലോകത്രയസംഗ്രഹേണ വിചിത്രദിവ്യാംഭരണാംശുഗാനാം കൃതശ്രയാപാശ്രിത വേഷദേഹം പുംസാം സ്വകാമായ വിവിക്തമാർഗേ അഭ്യർച്ഛതാം കാമധുമാംഗ്രിപത്മം പ്രദർശയന്തം കൃപയാ നഖേന്ദു മയൂഖമിന്നാംഗുളി ചാരുപത്രം മുഖേനോകാർത്തിഹരസ്മിതേന പരിസ്ഫുരൽകുണ്ടലമണ്ഡിതേന ശോണായിതേനാംബരബിംഭമാസ പ്രത്യർഹേന്ദം സുനസേന സുബ്രുവ കദംബകിഞ്ചൽക്കം ശംഗവാസസം സ്വലംകൃതം മേഖലയാ നിതംബേ ഹാരേണ ചാനന്ദധനേന വത്സ ശ്രീവത്സവക്ഷം സ്ഥലവല്ലഭേന പരാർദ്ധകേയൂരമണിപ്രവേഗം പരിസ്ഥദോർദ്ദണ്ഡസഹസ്രശാഖം അവ്യക്തമൂലം ഭുവനാംഗ്രിവേന്ദ്രം മഹീന്ദ്രഭോഗേ അധിവീതവൽഷം ചരാചരൗഗോ ഭഗവൻ മഹീന്ദ്രം ആംനായമധും വ്രതശ്രിയ സുകീർത്തിമയ്യാവനമാലയ ഹരിം സൂര്യന്തുവായഗ്നികമം ത്രിധാമഭി പരിക്രമൽ പ്രാഥനികേർ ദുരാസദം തർഹീവ തന്നാഭി സരോജരോജം സരസരസരോജം ആത്മാനമം അശ്വസനം വിയച്ച ദദർശദേവോ ജഗതോ വിധാത നാദപരം ലോകവിസർഗദൃഷ്ടി സ കർമ്മബീജം രജസോപരക്തം പ്രജാസിസൃക്ഷം നീ ദൈവ ദൃഷ്ട അസ്തോ നിസർഗാഭിമുഖസമീഢ്യം അവ്യക്തവർമ്മണ്യഭിവേശിത ആത്മാ ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതീ മഹാപുരാണി പാർമഹംസ്യം സംവിധായം തൃതീയ സ്കന്ധേ അഷ്ടമോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ നവമി തവസാ ദുഷ്ടം ദൃഷ്ട നാരായണം ത്വജ അസൗ ദേ കാർണമേ സീതൻ ലോക സർഗ ചികീർഷയാം ദാറ്റ് ബ്രഹ്മ ഹു വാസ് വെരി മച്ച് ഫ്രൈറ്റൻഡ് അബൌട്ട് ദിസ് സിറ്റുവേഷൻ ദാറ്റ് ത്രൂ ഹിസ് പെനൻസസ് ഹി പ്ലീസ്ഡ് കൃഷ്ണ ആൻഡ് ദിസ് നെക്സ്റ്റ് ചാപ്റ്റർ ഈസ് ഓൾ ബ്രഹ്മസ് ഗ്ലോറിഫിക്കേഷൻസ് Brahmastuti of with the devotion how he glorifies Krishna in this ninth chapter. Brahmavaja nyado simedya sujranani deha bhajam nanyayade bhagavado gidiritya avadyam nanyato dasti bhagavanna abhidanna shuddham mayaguna vidigara didurur vibhasi rupam yadeno bhodara sodayena shashvan nivurta namasa sadanugrahaya adau grihidam avadhar shadaika bijam yanna abhivatma bhavana adaham avirasam നാഥ പരമ്പരമയൽ ഭവതസ്വരൂപം ആനന്ദമാത്രം അവികൽപ്പം വൈദ്ധവർഷം പശ്യാമി വിശ്വസുജയമേകം അവിശ്വം ആത്മൻ ഭൂതേന്ദ്രിയ ആത്മകമതസ്ഥ ഉപാശ്രിതോസ്മി തദ്വായ ഇതം ഭുവന മംഗളമംഗളായ ധ്യാനേസ്മനോ ദർശനന്ത ഉപാസകാനം തസ്മൈ നമോ ഭഗവതേ അനുവിധേമതുഭ്യം യോനാദൃതോ നരകഭാഗ്വിരസൽ പ്രസംഗൈ യതു ത്വദീയ ചരണാംബുജകോശഗന്ധം ജിഘ്രന്തി കർണവിവരൈ ശ്രുതിവാതനീതം ഭക്ത്യാഗ്രഹീത ചരണം പരയാ ച തേഷാം നാപേഷി നാഥ ഹൃദയാം ഗുരുഹാൽ സ്വപുംസാം താവൽഭയം ദ്രവിണഗേഹ സുഹൃന്നിമിത്തം ശോകസ്പൃഹാ പരിഭവോ വിഫലശ്ച ലോഭ താവന്മമേതി സദവഗ്രഹമാർത്തിമൂലം യാവന്നതേങ്ക്രിമഭയം പ്രവണീത ലോകാഃ ദൈവേന ദേഹദതിയോ ഭവത പ്രസംഗാൽ സർവാശുഭാശുഭോ സർവാശുഭോപശമനാത് വിമിഹേന്ദ്രിയായേ കുർവന്തി കാമസുഫലേശലവായ ദീനം ലോഭാഭിഭൂത മനസോ കുശലാനി ശശ്വൽ ശുത്രൽ ത്രിധാതുമിരിമാ മുഹുരർദ്ധ്യമാനാം ശീതോഷ്ണവാദവർഷൈ ഇതരേതരാച്ഛ കാമാഗ്നിനാചുദൃഷാചുർഭുരേണ സമ്പശ്യതോ മനോരുക്രമസീതേ മേ യാവൽ പ്രദക്തമിതമാത്മനമിന്ദ്രിയാർത്ഥം മായാബലം ഭഗവതോ ജനമീശ വശേൽ താവന്ന സംസദിരസോപതി സംക്രമേത വ്യർത്ഥാഭി ദുഃഖനിവഹം വഹതീ ക്രിയാർത്ഥം അന്യാപദാർത്ഥകരണാനിശേഷയാനാം നാനാമനോരഥദീയാക്ഷണഭഗ്ന നിദ്ര ദൈവാഹദാർത്ഥരചനാകൃഷയോ വിദേവ ഉഷ്മൽപ്രസംഗവിമുഖാ ഇഹ സംസരന്തി ത്വം ഭാവയോഗ പരിവാവിധൃൽസരോജം ആസേശുദേക്ഷിതിപദോ നനുനാഥ പുംസാം യദ്യധിയാദമുരുഗായ വിഭാവയന്തി തത്വദ്വഭൂ പ്രണയസേ സദനുഗ്രഹായ നാദി പ്രസീദിതോപചിതോപചാരേ ആരാധിത സുരഗണേ ഹൃതിബദ്ധകാമൈ യൽ സർവഭൂതദയാ സദലഭ്യയൈകോ നാനാജയഷവഹിത സുഹൃദാന്തരാത്മാം പുംസാമദോവിത കർമ്മവിരധ്വരാദ്യർധാനേന ചോഗ്രതപസാവതചര്യയാ ച ആരാധനം ഭഗവതസ്തവസൽക്രിയാതോ ധർമ്മോർപ്പിത കർഹിജൽദ്രയതേ നയത്ര ശശ്വൽസ്വരൂപമഹസൈവ നിപീതഭേദം മോഹായ ബോധദിഷണായ നമ പരസ്മൈ വിശ്വോത്ഭവസ്ഥിതിലയേഷു നിമിത്തലീലാരാസായ തേ നമയിതം ചക്രമേശ്വരായ യസ്യാവതാരഗുണകർമ്മവിടംബനാനി നാമാനി യേ അസ്തികമേവശാഗ്രണന്തി തേനേകജന്മശമലം സഹസൈ വഹിത്വാ സംയന്തി അപാവൃതമൃതം തമശം പ്രപദ്യേ യോവാഹം ജഗിരിശശ്ച വിപുസ്വയം ജാ സ്ഥിത്യുൽഭവപ്ലേഹേതോ അല്പമൂലം വിത്വാ ത്രിപാദദ്ഭുത ഏകമൊരു പ്രരോഹം തസ്മൈ നമോ ഭഗവതേ ഉഭുവനദ്രുമായ ലോകോ വികർമ്മനിരത കുശലേ പ്രമത്ത കർമ്മണ്യയം ത്വദുദിതേ ഭവദർശനേ സ്വേ യസ്താവദസ്യ ബലവാനിഹ ജീവിതാശാം സദ്യച്ഛിനത്യ നിമിഷായ നമോസ്തു തസ്മൈ യസ്മാത് ബിബേമ്യഹമവി ധിപരാർത്ഥദിഷ്ണ്യ അധ്യാസിത സകലലോക നമസ്കൃതം യൽ തേ ഭേതമോ ബഹുസവോ അവരുരുൾ സമാനം തസ്മൈ നമോ ഭഗവതി അതിമഖായ തുഭ്യം തിരിങ് മനുഷ്യവിദാദിഷു ജീവയോനി ആത്മേച്ഛയാത്മകൃത സേതുപരീപ്സയായ രേമേ നിരസ്തരതിര അവരുദ്ധദേഹം തസ്മൈ നമോ ഭഗവതി പുരുഷോത്തമായ യോ അവിദ്യയാനുഭഹതോ ദശാർദ്ധവൃത്യ നിദ്രാമോവാഹ ജഡരീകൃത ലോകയാത്ര അന്തർജലേഹി കശിപുസ്പർശാനുകൂലം ഭീമോർമി മാലിനി ജനസ്യ സുഖം വിവൃണ്വൻ എന്നാ വിവൽമഭവനാദഹമാസമീഠ്യം ലോകത്രയോപകരണോയനുഗ്രഹേണ തസ്മൈ നമസ്തമുദ്രസ്തുഭവായ യോഗം നിദ്രാവസാന വികസം നളിനേക്ഷണായ സ്വയം സമസ്ത ജഗതാം സുഹൃദേകമാത്മാ സത്വേനയൻ മൃടേദേ ഭഗവാൻ ഭഗേന തേനൈവ മേ ദൃശമനുസ്പൃശതാദ്യദാഹം സ്രക്ഷ്യാമി പൂർവവതിതം പ്രണതപ്രിയോസൌ ഏഷ പ്രപന്നവരതോ രമയാത്മശക്തിയൽ കരിഷ്യതി ഗൃഹീതഗുണാവതാര തസ് സൗവിക്രമമിതം സുജതോ ബിഹേ ചേതോ ഇഞ്ചീതകർമ്മശമലം ചേതാ വിജഹ്യം നാഭിഹൃദാദിഹസദോ സദോംഭസീയസ്യ പുംസോ വിജ്ഞാനശക്തിഹമാസമനന്ദശക്തൈ രൂപം വിചിത്രമിതമസ്യ വിവൃണതോ മേ മാരീരിശിഷ്ടനിഗമസ്യ ഗിരാം വിസർഗാഃ സോ സാവതപ്രകരണോ ഭഗവാൻ വിവൃത പ്രേമസ്ഥിതേന നയനാംബൃഹം വിജൃംഭൻ ഉത്ഥായ വിശ്വവിജയായ ജനോ വിഷാദം മാധ്വാ ഗിരാപത നയതാൽ പുരുഷപുരാണ മൈത്രേയവാച സ്വസംഭവം നിശാമ്യം തമോ വിദ്യാസമാധിമി യാവൻ മനോവജസ്തുത്വ വിരരാമസഖിനവൽ അഥാ വിപ്രേതമന്വീക്ഷ ബ്രഹ്മണോ മധുസൂദന ഉഷണ്ണ ചേതസം തേന കൽപ്പവ്യതികരാംഭസ ലോകസംസ്ഥാന വിജ്ഞാനമാത്മാനപരിഗിധ്യത തമാഹാഘത അഘാതയാവാച കശ്മലം ശമയന്നിവ ശ്രീഭഗവാനുവാച മാ വേദഗർഭകാസ്തന്ത്രീം സർഗ ഉദ്യമമാവഹ തന്മയാവാദിതം അഗ്രയന്മാം പ്രാർത്ഥയതേ ഭവാൻ ഭൂയസ്തം തമമാദിഷ്ട വിദ്യാം ചൈവമദാശ്രയാം ുണേശുരുണേണ മയോവേദം പശ്യൻ സ്വരാജ്യമൃച്ഛതി നാനാകർമ്മവിധാനേന പ്രജാ ബഹ്വീ ശുശ്രക്ഷത ആത്മാവസീത് അത്യസ്മിംസ്തേ വർഷീയന്മതനുഗ്രഹം ഋഷിമാദ്യന്ന ഭദ്രാദി പാപീയാം സ്വാം രജോ ഗുണ എന്മയോമൈ നിർബദ്ധം പ്രജാ സംസൃജതോപി തേ ജ്ഞാതോഹം ഭവതാ ദുർവിജ്ഞേയോ വിദേഹിനാം എന്മാം ത്വം മന്യസേയുക്തം ഭൂതേന്ദ്രിയ ഗുണാത്മഭി തുഭ്യം മദ്യ ചികിത്സായാത്മാ ചികിത്സായാം ആത്മാ മേ ദർശിതോ അഭി നാളേന സലിലേ മൂലം പുഷ്കരസ്യ വിചിന്വത യശകർത്താംഗമൽ സ്തോത്രമൽ കഥാ ഉഭയാംഗിതം ഉദയാംഗിതം യദ്വാ തപസിതേ നിഷ്ഠാ സയേഷമതനുഗ്രഹ പ്രീതോഹമസ്തു ഭദ്രം തേ ലോകാനാം വിജയേ ചയ യദസ്തൗ ശീർഗുണമയം നിർഗുണം മാനുവർണയൻ ഏതന പുമാനിത്യം സ്തുത്വാ സ്തോത്രേനമാം ഭജേൽ തസ്യാശു സംപ്രസീതേയം സർവകാമവരേശ്വര പൂർത്തേന തപസായജ്ഞേർദാനേ യോഗസമാധിന ആദ്ധം നിശ്രേയസം പുംസാം അൽപ്രീതിസ്തത്വവിന്മതം അഹമാത്മാത്മനാം ധാത പ്രേഷ്ടൻ സൻ പ്രയസാമവി അതോ മൈരതിം കുര്യാ ദേഹാതിരതിൽ ദേഹാതിര്യൽ കൃതേ പ്രിയ സർവവേദമയനിദം ആത്മനാത്മാത്മയോനിന പ്രജാ സൃജയതാ പൂർവം യശ്ച മയ്യനുശേരതേ മൈത്രയുവാച തസ്വായവം ജഗൽ സൃഷ്ടേ പ്രധാന പുരുഷേശ്വര വ്യജേദം സ്വരൂപേണ കുഞ്ചനാവസ്ഥിരോധതേ ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പരവംസ്യം സംവിധായം തൃതീയ സ്കന്ധേ നവമോധ്യായഃ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ So I think we will stop there today to continue next Saturday. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.